The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper game. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
Guys, let me be the one to tell you. No businesses really want your dog there. Unless it is a business for dogs. Don't bring your dog. See, I grew up in the 80s. And strangely enough, back then we had this thing called common sense. We just knew you don't bring your dog to the laundromat. That's where people are washing things. No one wants a fresh layer of pet hair all over their newly washed unmentionables. Here's some other places you don't bring your dog. The grocery store, the doctor's office, a flight. The list goes on. They don't feel like this is their pet. They feel like this is a part of their family. They're not a pet owner. They're a pet parent. You are not a parent to that pet. You did not birth it. But here's the difference between being a pet owner and a parent. When you have a child, you raise that child. That's not what you do with a pet. When you get a pet, you bring it into your house and you conspire to keep it there forever. Using a combination of cages and leashes and chains. No, what you're doing with that animal is not parenting. It's much more like kidnapping. Because you've gone and taken that animal from its real family and locked it in your house until it is dependent on you and only you. That's not love in your dog's eyes. That's Stockholm Syndrome.
Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS.
Third grade was a beast.
Summer vacation does kind of set up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, you're like, I have to go to work in July? What is this, Russia?
White people from Minnesota, so hockey, fishing, skiing, sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album.
About a half an hour ago, I started listening to the new Tool album.
Oh, yeah. Did you get through 2 songs?
Song and a half, and I'm not exaggerating. Because one's 11 and a half minutes, the other one's 15 and a half minutes. I didn't even get through 2 songs.
How many songs is it?
Don't know.
Because you could
Song and a half in.
I mean, we used to remember exactly how many minutes you could fit on a compact disc because that was important to us with CDRs and CDRWs.
Sure. They both shredded. At least the first half of the second one did.
Obviously, they both shredded.
Did you listen to it yet, Paul?
I can't even vouch for the second half of the second song. Didn't even get there.
Well, here we go. Bye. Now I own it. Man.
Long songs. No problem with that, though. Sure.
Yeah, but I told you yesterday, our Tool correspondent, Hot Ass Randy, who's really good with Tool, I've heard, he said it's great. He got mad yesterday because while he was listening to it, we wouldn't stop texting him, Luke and I, and then he said, stop texting me, I'm trying to listen to this album, because he has his phone on with noise, because he works in loud spots, and he's got kids in case his wife calls. So what did we do? We just started texting him every letter on our phone because he said, stop doing that.
How did he get it before?
He found it leaked on the internet.
Oh, yeah. It did leak?
Yeah.
Sneaky.
So I've heard clearly this song, Fear Inoculum.
This song rips.
Yeah.
Is this the first song?
I don't know what the order is because I don't have the album. I was just listening on YouTube.
I think it is.
All I know is that the other song and a half that I listened to were very good. Not as good as this one, but good start. I don't know if it's going to take me 9 hours to get through the rest of it, but I'm in.
Yeah, man. I can't wait.
Tool.
You love Tool.
I got to do some painting today, so if I listen to the first two songs, I'll have the entire closet.
Yeah, it'll be most of your day.
Yeah. Man, I don't know where Hockey is, but I've got his bat signal on in here. Up on the TV.
Charmed on CW?
Yeah.
It is hilarious watching that with the volume off. We have zero context of what's going on. The gals on there are absolute smoke shows. And like,
it looks terrible, though.
Alyssa Milano hanging from the vent at the top of the ceiling.
Now she's going through bras. He should be here any minute.
Yep. He's going to kick that door in.
Like Taz. He's going to Tasmanian Devil through the door.
He'll hit Kool-Aid Man. Oh, yeah! Or is that... That's actually Lex.
Yeah, that is Lex.
All right, this is the Power Trip Morning Show Friday edition. Hawk will be here any second. He did fly back from Buffalo very late last night. Why was he in Buffalo? That makes no sense. But whatever. He likes it. So he'll be here in a second, hopefully. I think he's sleeping in the parking lot as we speak. I'm Corey Cove. There's Paul Meatsauce Lambert. There's John Creasel. There's AJ Mansour. It's Initials Day. We'll play Initials at 8:15. Mm-hmm. 1 week to go in the Initials social media contest. Hashtag Power Trip Initials. Get our attention in any way possible if you'd like to play the next Power Trip Initials Major, which is a couple weeks away.
Competition heating up a little bit.
It is.
Lots of people that are in the mix now. So what we're going to do is, next Friday is the deadline. Next Friday at midnight. Then the Power Trip will take the weekend to decide, and we'll announce the winner the following Monday. But you have until next Friday to throw your name in the ring. I'd say there's 4 to 5 serious contenders so far.
Yeah, yeah.
People that have stepped up. People
are creative. Some people have different talents. Some people are witty, and they're all bringing it in. And the common method, not always for everybody, but the common method is this new song format. Write a song about the Power Trip, the Initials game.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
They've been solid.
The Arthur Morgan one is the best one. You've heard that, right, Chris?
You bet.
Yeah, that's the best one.
I miss Arthur.
Same. So, I love Arthur. I've been more upset about Arthur dying than friends of mine passing away.
Yeah. That ruined a weekend of mine.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, they've had enough time.
Yeah, you've had plenty of time.
I was devastated when my horse passed away first.
What was your horse's name?
Peter North. Once Peter North passed away, and he's like, thanks, boy. I was crushed. I was like, oh, my God. Go up the hill. Yeah. Little did I know, my weekend got flipped right upside down.
Worth it, though.
Yeah.
Also, tonight, Power Trip Morning Show at the State Fair, 6:30 to 8.
Yeah.
Hawk will still be in the parking lot sleeping, but you and I, Sauce, will be there, along with Carly and Jason Zucker, Mark Parrish, and I don't know, that guy over there, John Creasel.
Hell yeah, dude. I can't wait.
Mini donut brewskis.
Should be fun. My sources say Tommy Olsen will also be there just wandering the crowd. He's like, hey, Cor, I know I don't have to be on the air, but is it cool if I hang out? I can't stop you, Tommy, from coming to the state fair.
It's a public event.
Yeah.
So depends on how he behaves.
He might not be allowed back. Yeah,
here's the thing, though. Those Jackrabbits don't fumble that ball in the fourth quarter. He ain't showing up tonight.
Or the pick six.
That
every mistake they made was a giant one.
Yeah, yep. The Jackrabbits, as of last night, were the better football
team.
They
outplayed the Gophers.
100%.
Yeah. No doubt outplayed the Gophers. Just deserved to win. They just they made three or four massive mistakes. Not three or four little mistakes. That happens. Every one of their mistakes was gigantic.
Yeah.
And then on that one, I think it was the drive to put the Gophers up 20 to 14, whatever. The Jackrabbits, I'm sorry, when they went up 21-20, I'm sorry, they had had a touchdown, I think it called back, and then they ended up still scoring. It was a long touchdown. So watching it going, they just pissed that opportunity away. Nope. They were up and down the field ease till the fourth quarter.
When the Jackrabbits got the ball back in the fourth quarter after they forced the Gophers to punt on like 3rd and 28, whatever it was, and they got the ball back at the 9 or 10 yard line, and they start driving and getting those chunk yardage plays that they've gotten all game, I'm going, they're going to win 29-20, and here we go. And then they had a botched exchange on that RPO they were trying to run, and the Gophers got a short field and scored.
How long till the defensive coordinator gets thrown under the bus?
Man,
there were a lot
of people. I don't want to get into it because then I'm the a-hole. But
that's a very sensitive fan base. You're not supposed to say anything.
But yesterday, when they punted on 4th and short, and right before they punt, he calls a timeout. Just let the clock run out if you know you're going to punt.
Right, that was weird.
Just take
the delay of game.
This catch was sick, though, by Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, the one-handed touchdown by Rashad Bateman from 42 out was sick.
He's a stud. He's so good. He's the best player they have. But without him, they get destroyed. He's really good. They have talent. You got to coach it, though.
It wasn't coming together yet.
You got to coach it.
Well, they don't, and not really defending them, but they don't have, this is their preseason and the non-conference schedule. They loaded up with, which is why they should have blown the doors off of them last night. I mean, South Dakota State, and they didn't.
Well, and you know,
it would have been the most Gopher football thing of all time, though. And I even said this yesterday with Flash. Everybody was, is game day going to come here when we're 8-0 and we're facing Penn State? I'm like, 8-0? Have you ever seen this team play? Right. That's what they do, is find ways to blow games like last night.
Right.
Think of how laughable the whole, is college game day coming here? If you would have lost to the Jackrabbits on week one. And like we just mentioned, they probably should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Second quarter, and they started highlighting all these old historic FCS upsets. The Appalachian State over Michigan. And I'm like, is that what this is? Like, obviously the Gophers are not what Michigan was or is, but the fact that that was even part of the conversation, we talked all day yesterday about how the Gophers should just run up and down the field. That should be all they have to do.
Yep.
They're bigger up front. They have bigger backs. They couldn't get the run game going. I mean, they didn't inflict their will like everybody thought they would.
And we saw multiple times, and it was pointed out in Chip Scoggins' piece today in the Star Tribune, which is great. They were confused by, like, basic defensive stunts with the defensive line. And, you know, people always come back and they go, well, they don't have a preseason. Well, the University of Central Florida really had a tough time with Florida A&M 62-0.
Well, and if you don't think that every team that they play is going to look at the tape from this game and see, okay, you know, everyone's talking about how big, you know, Daniel Fa'alale is. He can't move laterally. He can't handle the stunt. Everybody is going to do that going forward, so you better figure it out.
And
good luck with that first-round pick, by the way. Dude, I watched him last night.
Do you know how much money I'm going to make off of Tommy Olsen?
Right, I was in that bet, too.
I'm going to pay for my Tesla off Tommy Olsen.
Yeah, but he's still got 2 years, right? I mean, it's not like he's going to draft this year.
That guy's not a first-round pick. He's not a first-round pick.
But he's got first-round
size. Am I right, though? Is he a sophomore?
Maybe.
He's got 2 years with that size to figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
But this is what we do as Gopher fans, and I say we, because I went to the U, so I can say we. Yesterday, the conversation was if Daniel Fa'alale, If he even stays the full term, right?
Yeah,
if,
he's
probably going to leave early. Yeah. Leave early?
Leave early?
Yeah, no way. Are you nuts? Did you watch that game last night? No way.
The guy we saw last night is not a first-round pick.
Not even
that
close.
I can say.
No,
it is the most overreacting fan base in this market, and I'm a Vikings fan, all right? It is.
Yeah.
And optimism is good. I love optimism. And they came on strong at the end of last season. I think that's why people felt really good about where the team was going to start off this year. But, I mean, come on. It was just an all-around embarrassment. But they love to – you can't rip them. They toot their horn more than anything. That first-round pick thing is a joke. Eventually could happen, but
– it's a starved fan base that is hoping
right.
for that thing. Now, what can't happen is we can't have – another year where we're the youngest team in the Big Ten.
Well, that's what we go with.
Excuses. That doesn't work anymore. I mean, this is year three now. You got to start making progress. You need to start doing some things. Even if you are still a younger team in the Big Ten because of the way that the team was left, that can't be the narrative that you throw out after every game.
Well, and I said it
yesterday.
Whether
you're the coach or someone covering the team.
He may be one of the best recruiters in the Big Ten. You got to give him that. He's really good at that. He's good at selling his product.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said yesterday, everybody can grocery shop. You got to make the meal, and he can't. He was out-coached yesterday by South Dakota State. They were out-coached and outplayed in every aspect of that game. You can't do that if you're going to have game day here.
And there's going to be people that are going to say, you know, the South Dakota State is getting amped up. They're the underdog. They're, you know, you play down to your competition. Those sorts of things are going to come out. That excuse doesn't work in week one. Everybody should be amped up for week one, ready. They've been practicing for months now. This is the first week of the season.
Texas A&M had no trouble beating Texas State 41-7.
Right.
Clemson beat Georgia Tech 52-14.
You know, when we started this show a long time ago, and a lot of shows still do this, when you go through the Vikings schedule, when the schedule comes out in April, it's human nature to go, let's check out the schedule. Let's guess how many wins and losses there are. And, of course, it's freaking ridiculous because there's injuries, there's trades, there's so many things that happen before those games ever take place, really in the NFL because it's such a week-to-week game. You can really only look ahead to the game that's right in front of you.
Yeah.
So you can say now, how do we feel about the game against the Falcons a week from Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The other 15 are so just layered with unknowns.
And I think go ahead.
Sorry, but the point is college football does that even more so because it feels more predictable.
Right.
Because, I don't know, the NFL is the whole any given Sunday thing. In college football, it feels more like, that's a home game. That team's worse than us. That's a super sure win. It just feels more cemented, even though it's not, but it feels like it is. Every year, every Gopher fan does that. Look at the schedule and just go, that's win, loss, loss, win, win, win. I can't believe we were talking already about going undefeated against an undefeated Penn State team. And I know they won last night, so everything I'm saying could still happen. Give me a break. Let's get through Fresno State on Saturday. Right, that's not going to be easy. If we just struggled against South Dakota State, a late West Coast 9:30 start Fresno State game, I don't care if they lost a whole bunch of people to the NFL. Whatever. Again, I'm 39. The Gophers have sucked my entire life.
Yeah. There's
right. My dad's 81. My dad watched the national championships, right? He was alive when this team was the best team in the country.
Did he go
there?
Not
in our lifetime. Yeah, he did.
So is he diehard maroon and gold?
No.
No, he can't even check the twin score on his phone.
I mean, he wants him to win. It's his favorite team, but diehard is the wrong term. When you've watched a team suck for the better part of a half a century, how can you be diehard? Like, and it's kind of how I feel about the Twins. I'm 100% Twins bandwagon fan, right? They're my favorite baseball team, but I don't really like baseball. This is super fun. I'm watching the scores every day. I'm watching the games every day. I'm on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Gopher football fans that are like, get off the bandwagon, it's too late. No, are you nuts? This team sucked forever. If this team ever ends up being good, you should absolutely welcome bandwagon fans.
Right.
I'm not spending my money on that until they're good.
Right. And that's okay. That's allowed.
Right.
Be happy that we're talking about it.
Or that eventually we get excited about them.
Right.
When the Gophers are going to be good, and it's at some point in our lives they will be, if you live a long time, it'll be fun. And this town will get behind him.
Crazy.
This town will get behind him.
Right.
I don't know if it'll be this year.
Now, part of it has to be the fact that this is a major market. what, 16th market in the United States, right?
We've got 16th, 15th, yeah.
We've got all four major professional sports teams in the metro. There's other stuff to do and pay attention.
Five, Crease.
Who?
Lynx.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't mean Six. To slide them like that, no, but I, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. And so they can kind of fly under the radar. They can use that as an excuse. I don't know. I want them to be good. I do. I just don't see it happen.
There are a lot of students there.
Yeah, but they all left.
Some of them left at the end of the third quarter.
I was shocked when they showed the camera shot from, like, let's call it, like, the top row right before the game started. And there were students up there because before school starts, it's always been tough to get people there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's excitement around this team. I just hope they didn't kill it last night.
Mm-hmm. Front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show returns. I just saw Chris, so he's at least awake and he's in the building, so he'll probably join here in a second. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
You're listening to the Fan. You've fractured your penis.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your head.
Hey, you're awake.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
good
man.
Good morning.
I was down in the green room asleep. I apologize. I had my alarm set. I must have hit snooze about five times.
All you missed is basically these guys ripping the hell out of the Gophers. I said a lot of nice things.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Hold on. I need to pinch myself. I'm obviously still sleeping.
Yeah, you've never said nice things.
Good morning, guys.
I was Buffalo.
I was there for about exactly 24 hours, and it's
fine.
That's
enough?
Yeah, it's fine.
Did you come back here first, or did you fly from home?
I drove from Ohio/Indiana to Buffalo.
You drove?
Yeah. It was
How far
only,
is that?
It's only 6.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It seems like it would be forever away. It was not. It was a pleasant drive by myself.
So you get us, I'll speak for myself, you get me out of Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota. I have no idea how far drive things are from each other.
Yeah.
Because to northern Minnesota, it's 8 hours to the peak.
Yeah, that, right, exactly. Yeah, it was only 6.5 hours. It was a very pleasant drive.
Think of Texas, top to bottom.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and then I got to watch a titillating football game last night.
Which one were you watching?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think of the heartbreak last night if you bet on the Vikings as 2.5-point favorites. And they were cruising. Buffalo looked awful. The Vikings mostly looked awful, too. But two awful teams, but a 17-point lead. And then the Bills scored 3 touchdowns in the final 4 minutes. If you're in Vegas and you have money on the Vikes, you are god dang furious.
Yep. Heck, you don't have to be in Vegas anymore.
Good point. You could be in Iowa with John Randall.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
You could be basically in half of the states in this country except for this one.
That's right.
He cashed that bet.
He did, because that was a Twins bet.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Randall with the ceremonial first bet at the sports book in Iowa yesterday.
Good for him.
Good for Johnny.
He
needs
the money.
He does. Good win for him. $93.
Yeah.
Apparently Barrios also looked bad yesterday.
He looked bad?
Four wild pitches.
Well, and his velocity, Gleeman had tweeted that it was like his fourth worst velocity of his career.
So
on his four-seam fastball. And well, the Sox,
he didn't give up any runs until later, right?
Right, right. Well, I think second or third inning, it was 8-0 Twins. They just...
Yeah.
Bombs.
Set the record for most away home runs? Home runs on the road?
True.
You want to say it?
True.
They're good. The pitching's going to catch up, though.
Don't say that.
I'm ready for football.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening, man. As of last night, the preseason, it's over. And
Hugs,
we're still looking for kickers and stuff.
I think you were gone.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, Wednesday. Tuesday night when I drove back from what I was doing. It was like 8:05 and it was dark out.
Yeah, man.
It's the best.
I love these crisp mornings.
Yeah, we can put it on pause and stay like this forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be fine. We'll just keep the weather like this forever. Yeah,
be the best weather ever.
State Fair year round. Let's go.
All right, now.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You guys, I guess, on the edge of angry, is what I would say.
Yeah.
That I can't be with you guys tonight. I In fact, I'm pissed.
You didn't get any sleep because you were so worried about not going.
I can't believe, Corey, that I can't join you tonight at the State Fair. Oh, by the way, hey, AJ?
Yeah.
Speaking of the State Fair, did you go see your favorite artist of all time?
I don't know if he's my favorite artist of all time, but it was, yeah, I went and saw Weird Al on Tuesday.
All right, tell me.
It was freaking sweet.
Tell me what a Weird Al concert is like.
Well, and I didn't know, okay? So, like, that was part of the mystique for me to go. And my wife went with me. She really had no idea what she was getting in for. I had just learned about Weird Al about 2 days prior.
Did his...
So he goes on tour, and in each stop, he has a 41-piece symphonic orchestra from... So it was the
Holy crap.
It was the Minnesota Orchestra, or Minneapolis, Minnesota Orchestra, that was on stage with him. So the show got about 40 minutes delayed because they had to find the right tools or apparatuses to clip their music because it was so freaking windy. The last, like, week, it's been super windy here. So they had to find clips to clip their music because they couldn't do what they're doing.
Can you imagine how much he must charge if he's bringing a whole symphony with him at every city that he goes to?
Now, the State Fair prices at the grandstand, they try to keep them low.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this was a fair representation of what, like, the actual concerts are elsewhere. But it's a 41-piece orchestra, then his band, obviously, on top of it. And it's a comedy show where... obviously, the comedy is some of his music, but it's some of what he does during the music, walking the crowd and playing with props and messing with people
he's
in the audience.
Top.
Yeah, kind of. but then there's like he had his old TV show that he used to have. There's been so many references to Weird Al and pop culture that, like, the intermissions as he was going to change into a different costume or something was like a 2-minute vignette of Simpsons and Family Guy and Friends and all these references to Weird Al in pop culture, and then there'd be an intermittent, like, clip from his TV show back in the day.
What was that called, like, UHF or something?
UHF.
Is that the movie?
That was the movie. UHF was the movie.
What was his TV show?
I didn't know he had a TV show.
Well, maybe I'm thinking the TV or the movie.
Yeah, that's because it was about a TV.
Okay, yes, UHF, yes, you're right. Yep. So the way he works the crowd, the way he kind of surprises people was fantastic. But my favorite part of the entire night was the way that the audience, I mean, it was such a unique group of, because he's been around for so long that you have grown men and women that are there, like, they're buying into everything that he puts out there. Huh. And then you have 10-year-old kids that are laughing their butt off at White and Nerdy, or just the funny lyrics that he has. But I've never been to, I don't think, a concert where the crowd was more invested. And I put a video out when he went into Amish Paradise. The crowd waving their hands back and forth. Aww. And singing along was like you were at the show that you were at, Chris, and you were waving in the back of the stage. Yeah. Naughty by Nature?
Yeah.
I mean, it felt like that, but it was Weird Al with an Amish beard and a top hat on stage, wow, you know, doing his thing. And then they went and they closed with, they did an encore of...
It had to be Eat It, right?
They didn't do Eat It.
They
didn't do Eat It. They didn't do Fat. They did the encore.
I wonder if that's because of they stay away from Michael Jackson stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Didn't he come out and say that?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he did.
Maybe, because there was no reference to it. And those are big enough where it was, you know, those seemed like they were missing from the catalog.
Hmm.
But they closed with the, I forget what it's called, but the Star Wars song, the Anakin Skywalker song, to American Pie, that one. And they're... Chad Abbott and all the Tatooinis were on stage dressed up in stormtroopers. And then I don't know if they do this for every State Fair show, but there were fireworks too. So they kind of played to the fireworks and syndicated it to that. So
it's a big production.
It was sweet. It was a big production for a Weird Al concert. Secondary, it was sold out. Secondary market tickets were going for $131.
Jeez.
Can you believe that?
That was the minimum price, by the way.
Jeez.
It was sold out.
It was sold out. It was the first sold out show I've seen at the grandstand. It was Weird Al.
Wow.
311 wasn't sold out?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so.
Corey, I need a little help backing-wise on this.
Go.
I'm thinking.
Oh, here we go.
Predictors Tour. Right? We put Sauce out on tour, just not of the country, of just of, like, the Twin Cities area.
Like, he's going to get bored.
Like,
so
tonight
it's
in Burnsville, like, tomorrow in Rosemont.
It should be like high school football halftime shows.
Yeah.
But then what does he do?
He sings all the Predictors songs.
Most of the songs were one line because he mailed it in.
I know.
This is going to be about a 6-minute show.
Yeah. It's like my sex life.
6 minutes.
It's a highlight video.
60 times.
You need to tell Hawk about the video that you sent me. The hat rack. It's hilarious.
I'll tell him off the
air. Off air, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's show a little class for once. let's be restraint on our porn descriptions.
Hawk, I saw this video where this guy used his crank as a hat rack.
Took the hat off of the woman and put it, and then just put it over his crank.
Yeah, wow.
Like a hat rack.
Did he say ta-da?
No.
Okay, I would.
She had trouble though getting into her house though. He helped her do that, Rocky.
He used that thing to bust open the door.
Yeah.
Did he? Was he Weird Al? Did he sing "Just Beat It"?
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen it?
I must have.
Yeah.
All right, front page sports. Front page sports. The Minnesota Golden Gophers did hang on and win and avoid the big upset. They were 14.5-point favorites. They beat South Dakota State by 7, 28-21. A late fumble by South Dakota State, an unforced fumble by South Dakota State, was jumped on by the Minnesota Gophers. They punched that drive in pretty easily afterwards, by the way. They marched down quickly, punched it in. And then did a badass Philly special-esque two-point conversion. That was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell they had practiced that about 9.7 billion times. But they had to use it at the end of game one against South Dakota State. So they couldn't hold their cards and use that against, you know, an undefeated Penn State squad when game day's here.
Yeah, and it's the biggest day in college football.
Right, but they had to do it week one against South Dakota State. But it was very, very cool. 28-21, South Dakota State loses to the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
I think Gardzi said on the broadcast that one of the reasons they did that play is the Philly special. They practiced that. Philadelphia practiced that at the Gophers facility when they were here for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So Gardzi brought that up during the broadcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's kind of a cool nugget. I want some nuggets.
Nuggets are...
My wife won a full platter of nuggets.
I want that.
From Chick-fil-A.
Right. Oh, God.
I'm going to eat them today.
Yeah.
I hell yeah.
It was some Facebook contest, and she won them.
What?
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman is not related to Jason. He had a one-handed 42-yard touchdown. It was sick. It's making all the highlight reels on all the sports shows nationally. Crazy. 5 catches, 132 yards, but that one was the best one. Rodney Smith, 21 carries, 92 yards. Up next, at Fresno State, Saturday night at 9:30. And I don't mean tomorrow. Of course, it's a week from tomorrow.
Wonder what the line will be.
Line!
I don't know. The Bills beat the Vikings 27-23 with 3 touchdowns in the final 4 minutes. The Vikings were 2.5-point favorites, and if you bet the Vikes, you're pissed. If you bet the Vikes in the money line, you're pissed. I don't think anybody else is feeling great about last night's game because the kicking situation's weird. I don't know what they're doing with Vedvik. Slaughter looked okay. Slaughter had some nice throws. Right, the pick was pretty bad, but everything else was fine out of him. It doesn't really matter. A week from Sunday, the Vikes host Atlanta at noon.
Hell
the Vikings
yeah!
are 4-point favorites. They are -190 on the money line. The Falcons are +170. Over-under is 47.5.
Ooh, that's a greasy over-under.
That is.
Greasy.
Super greasy.
God.
So, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Around the team, preseason game 4.
Yeah.
Is there like... In the locker room, is there? It's not like a regular season loss, obviously, but is there some like moping around or irritation that they
Zero.
Lost? None.
The only person irritated was the one you can imagine was pretty irritated.
The head coach.
Yeah, yeah. He was just like, "Do you see what happens? We kicked their asses, and then we just took our foot off the pedal, and they came back and won. We can't allow that to happen."
Was he legit mad or irritated? Do you think, or did you get that vibe, or is it a show? For the cameras, because he can't go out there and be like, I don't...
There are, actually. Yeah. There always are.
Oh, yeah. There
like
are.
Like BDN.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Always.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
You know, I think he uses... I legitimately think he uses every moment as a teaching moment if he can. And he
I suppose.
To use, but he did say some nice things, you know, about all the players who weren't going to make the squad. And, you know, I think that the whole idea of what they're going to do from here on out is interesting, but nobody played last night. And
no.
when I saw the list of DX, I was like, oh, my God.
Some didn't even make the trip.
Yeah, some didn't even make the trip.
Was so, Kirk there?
Yeah,
yeah. He was there. And let me tell you about Lieber that sexy some bitch. That beard plays. Have you seen him with
the beard?
Beard
last night? Because I saw him with Lieber. Yeah. Lieber wow. and Cousins that, on the sideline.
That hammer-made shirt Lieber had on
yeah.
is
yeah,
so
I know,
sweet.
And he looks great.
Yeah, but it
everything.
Doesn't look like that on you and me.
I mean, it wouldn't looks like fit that me well, well, but no, I'd bed. Wear it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't look like that.
It would look great on the floor of your bedroom.
Yeah, it would when you rip it off me. That was far.
Where's Kirk at? And why do you have his shirt on? What did you do to our quarterback? Yeah, so it's the fourth preseason game for everybody, though. I mean,
sure.
I didn't watch a second of it.
Didn't? Yeah. Well,
I was planning on watching 0 seconds of it. I watched way more than I wanted to,
which was
it's unwatchable.
Yeah.
How many seconds? 60.
No, I watched way more than I thought, just because I watched most of the third quarter. I was just curious what Rick Spielman was going to say, and I don't know why I watched it. Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Right.
Yeah. He never said.
Why do I fall for that?
Avoided the kicking situation.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't think that, to be honest with you, I don't think the kicking situation is going to look any different than it did before we brought Corey in.
You think we'll have two punters?
I know. I don't know if he'll be on the squad.
Which is crazy because they invested a fifth round pick for 2 weeks of an experiment.
I think they'll be able to put him on the practice squad.
Mm.
Yeah, but still, though, you can't put
him. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm no expert, but
yeah, you're
can
right,
you make
though.
A trade for a fifth for trade a fifth round pick and then put the guy in the practice?
Of course you can, but
well, you have to say
many,
this:
how many fifth round draft picks have been put on practice squad? You I bet a lot.
You simply just have to say, "Ah, man,
maybe, yeah, maybe you're right.
We invested in the future. We think he's going to be great. That's the because at this point."
But if you put him on the practice squad, of course, other teams, if they want to put him on the active 53-man roster...
One punter gets injured.
...can get him.
Right.
So the teams like the Bears that reportedly were interested in Medvick before the Vikings... Yeah, right, before the Vikings got Medvick...
Yeah.
They'd gladly take
you
him for free.
You could just snipe him for free.
Yeah,
but I don't know if they would after what they've seen. There's got to be other people out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the
they've seen the film. They've seen that he can't make field
Maybe
goals.
This was their plan all along.
To have Vedvik just completely tank.
Go out there and miss some field goals, and we'll put you in this back reserve.
Brilliant.
And next year the job is yours. Huh?
Brilliant.
What was the deal with Chicago? I saw the video on Twitter. What was the context of it? That was in the preseason game last night?
Yeah.
It looked like on Madden where when you aim as far.
Yeah. And you don't have feet.
Right.
Glitch.
Someone tweeted at me that my leg is more accurate than that guy's.
Yeah.
Dude, you nailed it. It looked like a glitch. That's exactly what it looked like.
Blair Walsh was like, holy F, that was a bad miss.
Man.
The Bears had entered the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and there was a computer virus.
Did you just see that cat twice? No, but I saw that dude kick that ball.
You're right.
That was terrible.
It was hideous.
Somehow backwards, but forwards.
Sports Illustrated previewed the NFL season and has the Bears' last in the NFC North.
Wow.
Holy crap. That's kind of...
Well,
wow.
Nobody believes...
That's
did you ridiculous. See the video I retweeted the other day about how Mitch Trubisky can't throw left? Have you seen that video?
No.
They put a montage together of all the times he throws to his left, and they're just... Dog.
Hey, and don't forget though, this is the big misconception about the NFL. The playoffs, there's about a 50% turnover on a year-to-year basis.
Correct,
so the biggest mistake any of us can make is going, well, the Bears aren't going to be that bad. No, about 50% of the teams aren't making the postseason that made it last year.
Right. Which is why
I think the Bears are one of those teams.
We should make a video about it, of who we think is going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Power Trip Morning Show, Friday, August 30th. Thank you for tuning in. We're all back together again. Hey, Corey.
Yes, sir.
How was the Wisconsin Dells?
Best week ever.
Good to hear that. Has it changed at all from the time I was there last, like 5 years ago?
No.
Yeah?
Not in the last 5 years.
It's changed a ton since we were kids.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Big time, big time, big time.
I miss like Riverview Park and Water World and some of those. Where there was more rides and more go-karts than...
Well, Mount Olympus is everything you just said on steroids now.
I love the go-karts there, too.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Some bitch! I like
that. Yeah, it was fun. I was telling these guys I did the Chris Hockey plan. I don't think my daughter heard the word no in about 3 days.
That's how you roll right there. That's how you get it done.
just junk food and water slides. Yeah. It was the
and
best.
It was you and the young one, right? Because the other girls were...
Yeah, they were in South Carolina wasting all my money in Charleston.
Ah, perfect.
And I like when people waste your
love that
money.
Town. Are they back?
Yeah, they loved it.
Do they say Charmed? No, that they're back.
No.
Wait, hold on. Did they say what?
Charmed. That to me is Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, how are you?
I like that show, Southern Charm.
Charmed.
Charleston, South Carolina to you is, hi, how are you? Charmed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Charmed.
Is it because you're watching Charmed in there?
No, it's because he's...
Yeah. I am watching Charmed.
He's watching Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm watching Hard Nipplets.
Wow.
It's always so cold everywhere they go.
Yeah, I put that on thinking it would summon you to wake up.
Oh, no. One of them's got a BDSM outfit on right now.
Yep.
What's the... Oh, by the way. Oh, my gosh, guys. Have any of you seen the new Dave Chappelle bit?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to tell you right now. He offends everybody.
And the best.
It's the best. Mm. And there's no like intro. You turn it on, you hit play, and then he goes right into his first bit, which is, God, I want to talk to you guys about it so bad because it's so brilliant the way he does it. He's our best living comedian right now. Our best living comedian, Dave Chappelle. He offended everybody. LBGT, Me Too, everybody. Wait till you hear what he says about Michael Jackson.
What is it on?
It's on Netflix.
It's a Netflix bit, yeah.
The Anthony Bourdain joke is pure freaking brilliance. It's his delivery, everything about it. He's our best living comedian
right
now.
Think about the Chappelle Show. That's the funniest show that has ever been on television, and a lot of it is because there was no boundaries.
Yeah.
And I feel like we kind of need that nowadays because we're getting to a point as a society where humor is becoming against the law. You're going to offend someone.
Dude, that's the entire point of the entire special right
now.
I
need to watch this.
That's the entire point of the special. And he says, I told you guys that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
I tried to warn you that this was going to happen. I'm telling you, I can't more highly recommend it, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're easily offended, take it out of your queue.
If you're easily offended,
maybe you know what? If you're easily offended, watch it.
Yeah,
right.
You need it more than the rest of us.
I can't wait to watch it.
Is it a series, or is it one special?
It's literally just stand up, and they bought what, three for $75 million or something like that.
He's just cashing
checks.
And
this is the third one. Yeah,
because he passed up a ton of money for.
He's already done two.
I believe this is the third one. I could be wrong. Uh-huh. I'm nearly positive this is the third one, but
I've not been paying attention.
What was that check though? That he
it was $50 million. He walked away from Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he tells a great story about that as well.
In that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta watch.
He tells a great story about how the really offensive F word.
Yeah.
That people used to use to describe homosexual men. He tells a brilliant story about that, man. Absolutely brilliant. Kind of explaining a little bit about why he walked away from comedy. So I'm telling you, man, this is a and I've never watched a Dave Chappelle stand up and said that wasn't very good. This is the best of them all.
Awesome. I'm gonna watch it tonight after the power trip.
Yeah.
State Fair.
Have a couple of pops and turn it on because you'll laugh even harder.
My wife's driving back from the fair.
I watched it during the second half of the football game last night.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. I stood on the sidelines during the second half of the football game last night, which is fun because I got some stories for you guys. Corey Vedvik.
Boy, yeah. Corey, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very tall.
Yeah.
Okay. There you
great
go.
Great story.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Way to weave that tale.
That's insight you can't get anywhere else.
Charles Wozniak.
Who?
The guy that invented Apple?
I think you mean Nate?
Yeah, that's him.
Charles Wozniak.
Yep. He's huge.
All right, so Corey Vedvik, tall.
Tall, yeah. Yep.
Charles Wozniak, who goes by Nate to his friends.
Right.
Huge.
Huge.
And great story. Him wearing those shoes that I
showed reference, you? How tall are you, Chris?
Great story.
He's probably got shoes like that. I'm 5'6" and a half. He is a foot and and change bigger than me.
Great story.
Yeah, in the pants.
Any other stories? Yeah. Anything else? Any other insight? Other than Kirk's beard?
Sure, I can tell you some things. Sure. The turf?
Yeah.
Very fluffy. It felt like I was walking on...
marshmallows.
What's that carpet that's really fluffy?
Carpet?
Yeah.
Shag?
Shag. Felt like I was walking on shag carpet.
Yeah, basically your pubes.
Yep. I'm sorry?
Nothing.
See that? Let me tell you more. Very windy. Very, very windy. Kyle Sloter, who a friend of the show, has put some muscle on. He looks bigger than he used to. Remember, he used to come in here and he looked like a
little skinny guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, he looked like a
long and lean.
He looked like a gas station pump because he had gas hoses for arms. He's got huge arms.
Can I say one thing that I did hear Rick Spielman say in the third quarter, and it relates to Kyle Sloter that drives me nuts?
I don't know.
So. Everyone is just, Sean Mannion's the backup. He's earned it. And I'm going, why? He's never really done anything in the NFL. What do we got against Sloter? And everybody says, well, Mannion's got the experience level. He's got the pedigree. He could have Kirk Cousins' ear. Right? I'm like, well, wait a minute. First of all, Kirk has, if you give him $84 million, and he's supposed to be the guy.
And
you have Stefanski and Kubiak and a quarterback's coach. There's no way the backup quarterback should win the job because Kirk needs help.
Right.
So that's ridiculous. I don't think Kyle can help him enough. Then it's Kirk's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. So that's number one. But number two, Rick Spielman said, in terms of evaluating Sloter, that they evaluate these players all the way back to April, how they carry themselves in meetings.
Oh, man, I'd be fired.
I don't give a rat's ass if Sloter is not as engaged as Mannion in the meeting room. He can sling it.
Well,
doesn't it matter? Our guy Allen Iverson once said, practice, man. We're talking about practice. I get football practice matters, right? You have to know what you're doing. You have to pay attention. It's a cerebral game if you're a quarterback. The kid can sling it.
Sure.
I'm not saying Sloter or Mannion, either one of them, is going to be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I just think it's so stupid that everybody going, Mannion's the obvious choice. No, he isn't.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But have you seen the VEN thing, the behind the scenes thing they did in the quarterback room?
No.
The whole thing about him not, you know, who not being as good in meetings, I think I have audio of it.
Oh, yeah? You do?
This is actually, they were breaking down film for this week's game, and Sloter was going to start.
Yeah.
And they said, Kyle, I think it's Stefanski says, you know, what are you going to do if the safety, goes to the left? And he goes,
who cares?
Oh, wow.
All right, so that attitude sucks.
Yeah, that's a bad attitude. You can't have him doing that.
Yeah.
And then there's
more?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You downloaded a lot sleeping.
No, I just, it is VEN. They do good work.
Yeah, they do good work.
Yeah.
They do it.
They do. And then every now and again, just in the middle of the Stefanski, what's his name? Dan? Dan Stefanski.
Dan Stefanski.
Yeah. It's just
hanging out with Charles Wozniak.
And out of nowhere, and this is literally right during the meeting, he's showing film, and then out of nowhere.
Sloter starts screaming
Pearl Jam lyrics.
There's more, right? You have more.
Yeah.
Anything else Sloter said during these meetings that makes him horrible at meetings?
Well, now I want to change my opinion because now it doesn't sound like he knows what he's doing.
Well, and I think he might have had some concussion problems because last night during the intros on Paul Allen and Pete Bursich's broadcast, they were showing the little headshots of each player, and this is what Sloter said.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne.
Oh, my God.
That's not even your name.
He thinks he's Robert Osborne?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is the guy.
Yeah, he's not smart enough to be a quarterback.
Right.
See, Mannion anymore? Is the obvious choice.
No, I go with Mannion.
100%.
You want one more stupid joke?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know how He Hate Me was on the back of that one guy's jersey?
Yeah.
Do you know what is back on the back of Kyle Sloter's jersey?
No.
Me so horny.
That's what it says.
No, he needs to be the backup then.
Yeah. I just need your opinion.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if New England Sports Talk Radio said, who should be Tom Brady's backup? Well, I think it's the one who can hold the iPad and point out Brady's mistakes better to Brady. What? What are we doing?
Yeah, the thing with Sloter.
How about just who's the best, who's the most talented player in case he gets hurt? Shouldn't that be who it is?
Although a couple weeks ago,
theoretically,
Zimmer had said in, the postgame presser, clearly to tame down everyone loving on Sloter and everything, where he said, it's other things. where how they conduct themselves in the huddle. Also seeing the play, simple things like seeing the play clock when it's 15 yards ahead of you in the red zone when they had to call the timeout. So stuff like that too. But if the guy is that talented.
And here's the other thing too, with Kyle Sloter, people, you know, rave about him and they should. He's played very well. He's basically played Madden on rookie, but let's give him a shot to see if he can play it on a higher level. If he can't, great. But I'd rather have him than Sean Mannion, who has the same hairline as I do. Don't trust people who are balding. I'm just saying, man.
Interesting take. What the hell?
I'm screwed. They basically say.
All of us are screwed.
He doesn't trust me.
We're a bunch of untrustworthy fools.
Okay, that backfired. But I'm just saying, they give the kid a shot.
No, I don't want to give him a shot. Why? I want Cousins to stay healthy.
He screams freezing at meetings.
Here's Sean Mannion at meetings. No. Right here. Sean Mannion, everybody.
I'm just fired up to be here today. Oh.
See? Oh,
yeah.
That's the kind of fire you need, some bitch.
Do you have any audio of Kirk at meetings?
I do.
Yeah.
We're going to win some ball games.
Let's say Kirk's wandering around the sidelines last night at the Bills Stadium.
What a beard.
And he didn't see 5'6" Chris Hockey because Hawk's very tiny. And Kirk Cousins trips over Kirk, or Kirk trips over Chris.
Yeah.
And he's out for the year. So Mannion starts against the Falcons. I mean, what's the over-under for the year then?
Yeah,
4.5? Right? I mean, it's over. So all I'm saying is then let the kids sling it. Let Sloter fail against ones, then. Or succeed against ones.
Let the boy watch.
Here's one other thing.
It's not even, again, it's not anti-Mannion. It's just pro-Sloter.
You guys weren't
give him a chance.
You guys weren't at the game, so you don't know this, all right?
No, but you know. Give us more insight.
Sloter demanded, as he ran out on the field, even though they were doing introductions for the Bills, because we were in Buffalo.
Yeah.
This is going to turn you around completely on him, okay? He demanded this be the song that he walked out onto the field to. I believe I can fly.
Wow.
Yeah. He peed all over people.
Yeah, and then denied it.
Is that a different guy, by the way?
No, Kelly peed on underage gals. All right.
Which, again, throwback to Chappelle way back in the day.
Dude, you got to hear what he says about him.
I can't wait.
The new special.
I'm going to watch this immediately after the show.
Me too.
Do I watch The Dark Crystal?
Is it something I need to be watching, or could I listen to it?
Oh, you can definitely listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah, he just stands there at the front of the stage. I put it in my pocket and walked around during the pregame and listened to it.
And you weren't listening to the Vikings pregame?
I'm sorry, what's that again?
You weren't listening to the Vikings pregame? You went all the way to Buffalo to listen to Chappelle?
Maybe. Maybe. I had a long drive.
So fair.
It's brilliant. I think I've made that point relatively clear.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and then Chris will change your life with some other garbage. Mark Parrish joins in about 20 minutes. We play initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Today, up on this hill, I'm counting all the killers.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Final preseason game is in the books. It's Friday. The final Power Trip Morning Show at the fair tonight.
6:30 to 8.
Gophers won, but just barely.
Barely.
Twins won by a lot, right?
Yes, yeah, 10-5.
They've won, 7 of 8?
We'll get to all this during What Really Matters. Yeah. It starts now. I do scores and stats, and Chris does something else. That's better. More interesting. Let's start with the Gophers. They win 28-21 over South Dakota State. They were in big trouble, though. For most of that game, they were outplayed. The 3 or 4 mistakes that South Dakota State made were epic ones, like holding penalties on returned.
The fix was in.
Was it a punt or a kick? No,
yeah,
punt, right?
The hold was legit.
It just didn't need to do it.
Yeah, he didn't need to do it. It was a kickoff, yeah.
The pick six was just a give me.
That's a freshman, though, making
that
mistake.
Just threw it right in his chest. But the big one, when it was 21-20, Jackrabbits, they were marching and they fumbled the exchange, the quarterback to running back exchange, an unforced fumble by South Dakota State that the Gophers jumped on. I know you can say this about a lot of football games, but if that doesn't happen, South Dakota State wins.
Corey.
They're going to win.
The Gophers are like the second or third youngest team in college football, okay? Give them a break.
And they're undefeated right now.
Give them a break.
Think how excited we would
be. Would have been by eight, by the
way. Sorry, yeah. Think how excited we would be if that South Dakota State quarterback was our quarterback.
What?
Right.
Come on.
Dude, it was a rough one, man.
It was
rough.
It was bad.
They should have lost.
I got on the bus and somebody, I forget who was sitting across the aisle, goes, oh my God, the score's tied. Oh my God, they're leading.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It just looked like it was getting worse and worse and worse. A lot of fans left after the third quarter because it was 21-20, Jackrabbits going into the fourth. And again, I know this is trying to make it too simple, but if they don't fumble that ball, I think they win.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were marching. They were marching with a one-point lead. The clock's ticking away. They punch that in. They're up a minimum of 7, right, with the extra point or two-point conversion pending. Gophers would have had 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes left to score, which is not impossible, so it's not 100%, but, man, that team was marching on us when the Gophers were in big trouble. Here's but they just gave it to us.
Sound bite from last night's game right here on the it was on Cool 108?
Yeah.
Okay, right here on Cool 108.
They're marching.
Man, I'm a huge fan.
The Jackrabbits were marching.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, JCVD, yeah.
His first movie role was in a movie called Monaco Forever in 1984. His role was titled Gay Karate Man.
That's my AOL screen.
Cash those tickets.
I'm just kidding. I don't do karate. Yeah. The Bills won 27-23 over the Minnesota Vikings. 3 touchdowns in the final 4 minutes to come back and win. So if you bet on the Vikings, you're pissed. What really matters is this.
Maryland's state motto is an Italian phrase. Avanti mache, parole femminile.
What?
Which translates to manly deeds, womanly words.
Oh, dirty deeds. Great point.
Manly deeds, womanly words.
That's right.
So basically, you do all the talking, I'll do all the working.
No, I think that's it's, right. It's
I think
more
it's
like,
one and the same. It, or like,
yeah, it's like the same person.
Got both sides, yeah.
I do manly S, but I talk like a woman.
Charmed.
You want me to cheers? Oh,
what is Miss Piggy here?
me, Kermit.
Was that Henrietta the cat from Mr. Rogers?
John Randall placed the ceremonial first bet at FanDuel's Iowa Sportsbook. He bet $93. I wonder why. $93 on the Twins to beat the White Sox, and they did. We'll get to that in a second. By the way, the Iowa casinos pay a $45,000 licensing fee and a $10,000 annual renewal fee, and Iowa also taxes revenue at 6.75%. But who cares?
That's a high tax rate. I think Pat Garofalo's bill would be much less than that, so better for the sports books. So tribal casinos, get on board. Okay. We need it here.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Don't you want to bet, Corey?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah.
We should make a bet about how long it takes us to get legal betting.
7 years. Marijuana will be legal here. Recreational marijuana will be legal in Minnesota before sports betting.
You think? It seems,
yes.
For whatever reason, there's momentum. I don't pay attention. It seems like the gambling stuff is moving a lot faster than the marijuana stuff has. Is that true? Or is that not here?
The governor, Tim Walz, just said he's trying to get everybody ready for the legalization of recreational marijuana. He wants agencies to be ready, whatever that means.
Hell
and
yeah,
they're trying to figure out how they're going to push this through. So I haven't heard him and his take on legalized sports betting. Maybe you know what it is.
I think he's indifferent to it.
Okay.
I don't think he's for or against. But the problem is there are very powerful entities that are not a big fan of it currently as the bill's written, although it's good for those entities. So we'll see.
Which one are we talking about, marijuana or gambling?
Gambling.
Okay,
gambling.
Cool.
But it's the truth. When it comes to things passing through the legislature, it does come down to what organizations support and oppose and how powerful they are. And legalization of marijuana is very popular in society, and there's not any massive, powerful organizations that are opposed to it. and more importantly, using money to oppose it, because that does matter.
What really matters, though, is this.
Great point. I like your point. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a millionaire before he became an actor. He used money from winning bodybuilding contests to invest in real estate.
Smart. Oh.
How about that?
Real estate in California, too.
Is that right?
Where? I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. That's...
Man, have you seen the new Terminator trailer, Hogsley?
I have not.
Oh, what? Dude. Yeah, the new Terminator movie where Sarah Connor, who's the lady that plays her?
Yeah.
You know Hawk.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Vanessa Van Gogh.
That lady. And the Terminator, Arnold's character, like, reunite for the first time in a long time. And I think since so T2. I can't wait. And then Rambo, the new Rambo Hogsley comes out that's basically adult Home Alone.
What do you mean by that, by the way? I heard you say that the other day.
He's basically like, these people come to his house and he basically like has booby traps over his house. It looks great, right, Hogs?
Man, wait till you hear what Chappelle says about Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
It's got to do with Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
The Twins won 10-5 over the White Sox. CJ Cron hit home run number 22. Jake Cave hit two home runs, number 6 and 7. Barrio, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. Look it up on your phone. The Twins had 16 hits, but they now have 261 home runs this season. The Major League record is 267, set last year by the Yankees. And the Yankees this year are not that far behind the Twins. The Twins also, though, yesterday broke the Major League record for road home runs. They got a 5-game win streak. Since the All-Star break, they've won 15 of their 19 road games.
Hell yeah, dude.
According to the Twins' Twitter account, that's also their 10th series sweep of the season and a season-high 7 straight wins on the road. Indians won 2-0 over the Tigers, so the Twins lead in the division still 3.5 games. What really matters is this.
Philadelphia was the capital of the United States at one point.
Oh, Philadelphia, freedom, great point, honestly.
And then, of course, we know about the lovely city of Washington, D.C. But for one day, the capital of the United States was Lancaster, Pennsylvania. September 27th, 1777. That day, Lancaster was the capital of the U.S.
One day.
Hey, hey, hey. Can change everything.
Yeah, man.
I wish it was Scranton.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I drove through Erie, Pennsylvania the other day in the middle of the night.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
Looked great out there.
Neat.
In the dark. Had to pay about $47,000.
Tolls?
Yeah. Mm. There's one toll. They give you a ticket, and then when you finally get to where you're going, you got to get that ticket back out. And they're like, okay, that's $47,000.
Okay. Wow, you paid a lot of money.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
Who sings that song, In the Dark? Is that Billy Squire?
Hell yeah, great boy!
No, I love that song.
Why?
Chorus shreds, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you
it's just a classic 80s banger.
Why don't you say something like, who sings that song, Hungry Eyes? This has got to be in, like, Teen Wolf or something, right?
This doesn't do much for me.
I thought you said you liked it.
This was In the Dark.
Yeah, the chorus is the best part. This part doesn't do anything for me.
See, this is better. It's better. Just wait.
It's like a montage song.
Yeah, exactly. An 80s montage song.
Bump, bano.
Meow, 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 meow.
Squire. Hit that high note.
You need me to
don't like the pre-chorus. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get that synth out.
Joins
next. Chris Hockey will go through the news. Sauce will do sports. We play initials at 8:15. It's going to be fun. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. We're back after this on the Fan.
Everybody, gonna be a beautiful night to be in Fargo, Moorhead, the sister city. Smoke out!
What time will that be?
Well, I believe Tripwire goes on at 5, good friends of the show. And then we go on at about 5:50. And then after that's Montgomery Gentry, and then Little Big Town.
Do you want to start? Oh, that sounds great.
Motorboating tonight, bitches.
That is a pretty good lineup. Not quite as good as the Power Trip State Fair lineup, which includes Mark Parrish.
Is it too late to go to Moorhead? I want to see Little Big Town.
Yeah, I know, right?
Planet, great game on PS3 and 4.
Is it really?
Little Big Planet.
And ladies and gentlemen, Mark Parrish!
Creasel's also going to be joining Mark Parrish at the Minnesota State Fair. 6:30 to 8, Power Trip Morning Show.
Yeah. Somebody's got to bring the personality. That's Creasel, by the way.
You guys are stuck with the Zuckers tonight as well.
Love it. Oh, wait, is it going to be Gale or Carly?
It's the state fair. I'm sure she's going to get after it, so I'm sure it's Gale.
Mini donut awesome. Beers, man. Let's go. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Matra. I got to get my news off of Brenda. I'll be right back.
Oh, should I go?
I'm pretty worthless. I can go.
I don't think you're worthless.
No, I don't think you're worthless.
I like you.
That's only because I play Rocket League with you.
Yeah, once in a while.
Don't do that. He's been cheating on you, though.
Yeah, playing with Creasel's guy, Nelly.
Little best.
My neighbor, Dan.
Hey, you know, one's not available.
Right.
I'm not going to stop playing the game.
AJ's mostly given up on Rocket League. He just plays Mario Maker now.
Yeah, I'm
sound like someone else.
I'm locked into Mario right now.
Sauce never plays Rocket League.
No, I played Madden.
Is that new one sick?
Sick, yeah. I love it.
I heard it's the best yet. I don't know how they can keep improving year over year. So I don't know if it's worth spending the money on, but
of course,
it's only money.
Well, when did you buy the last one?
2 years ago?
Other year's probably a good mix.
I buy one every year. I fall for it. I don't care. I love it. I just like it. And I know people are like, well, you can get the draft class. And I don't care. I'd just rather buy it.
I don't think you can. I think they block that purposefully.
I thought you could.
Like, I think that's the reason you have to buy it.
Okay, yeah. Then, yeah.
But it would be dumb of them to...
They stop updating the player rankings for 19 or whatever.
It's fun, man. It's a good game. I'm the Chiefs, and I just dominate.
Hawk.
Yeah, baby.
Have you found a fantasy football league yet?
I did.
You
Thank
did?
Thank you. Yeah, our lovely friend, what's his name? Langdon Perry. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just...
When's your draft?
You question whether that's his name.
Yeah, of course. You're
sorry, friend. Oh, my God. I know. I'm so sorry. Anyway,
you're sleepy.
Our draft is going to be Monday, and I get to do it online. So I'm excited. I'm grateful they're letting me in. Why do you have... You do like 3, don't you?
4.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
Be careful with your login. I had a situation last year.
Yeah, this is a great story.
At my draft... I needed to, my computer was janky, so I used a couple of the guys' computers at my house to run the draft on there. We do an auction league. All good. We go through the draft. Everything's fine. 4 or 5 weeks into the season, I go to log in, and I see in the app that my team names had changed. And I was like, what the hell is going on? So my one team, King of Beers, became King of D-Words. Straight Cash Homie became Penises? ? Yes, please. Yep. My other team became God, I Love Penises. My fourth team became Erections Are My Favorite.
I love your
But
friends.
A different word. And so I was like, what the hell? I changed it. It changed again. Worse. Changed it. Changed again. So I'm like, what the hell? And then I started getting paranoid because I've had people try and hack into my stuff. That I was like, what if at 11:59 on a Sunday, someone benches Pat Mahomes and puts in
Penis Mahomes.
So I was panicking and I started texting everybody going, if this is someone, please let me know. I'm not mad, but I just want to make sure that legit I don't get my lineup screwed up.
I need to get new credit cards.
Ended up being Steve. Our friend Steve.
And
he goes, I kept changing. He goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I got too lit. I forgot. I forgot to tell you. He goes, so I didn't remember doing it until. So be careful. It was funny. Yeah. I was going to have the FBI on it. I was like,
he
oh my God, someone hacked in.
I forgot. He's like, guess what I'm doing to Creasel? I'm like, what? And he told me, I'm like, all right. And then I forgot to tell
him. So then I got my lineups, though, to do carryovers. And even though now he stopped doing it, it's like, okay, here's... and I was looking for Straight Cash Homie. And then I was like, oh, that's right. It's penises. Yes, please. So I had to look there, and that's my team.
And specifically for you, Chris, yes. This has happened to you. Don't let your kids create your screen name.
Yeah, great point. That's true. Yeah, do not do that.
100% the reason why Langan Perry, if that's his real name.
Yeah, right. Are we sure?
Allowed Hawk into the league is they're very convinced that Hawk's going to draft Priest Holmes.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking Andrew Luck, money. Number one overall.
Yeah, so Luck, glad he made that exact for that instead of me. And who's Priest Holmes?
Because, right. I don't know how much it is to get into this league.
$4,000.
It's not enough where hockey's going to care. So by week two,
he'll check out.
Free money. Just like he does with the Charge Challenge.
Absolutely doing it specifically so I do care more this year.
No, yeah, see, that's why you need a partner. You need a partner. I can't do fantasy football without my partner, Jimbo.
I'm lost without him. You know what, Mark? I'm going to go home and tell my wife I've decided I need a partner.
And by the way, Lawyer Lambert's waiting out in the car.
Yes, he is. He's not my partner. He's my submissive.
Jesus.
He does what I tell him. If he knows what's good for him.
My Lord.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, wait. It's news time.
I'm laughing.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Thank you, Zach. Yes, my name is Chris Hockey.
Are you sure?
Yes. And I'm looking for a partner.
Mm-hmm.
63-year-old Jeffrey Cayuete. Lives in near Minneapolis, and he recently split up with his girlfriend.
Oh, it's terrible news.
Poor Jeffrey. Yeah.
Did he mope about it for 2.5 years?
He did.
No, he didn't. He took action.
Now he hates tennis.
Why does he hate tennis?
That's just his bad attitude.
I'm telling you, that place is evil.
Jeffrey got arrested last week for throwing thousands of screws on the road near her house.
I saw that guy. Yeah.
There's audio of it. I put audio of it in the system.
Is there really?
Yeah.
It's under today's date, I'm guessing?
Maybe. I don't know how I labeled it. I think it's guy throws screws.
I love that this guy's logic isn't, well, I'm going to make sure she can't leave the house. Not just putting screws right behind her tires, but just in the neighborhood in general. Good luck getting out of the neighborhood, lady.
Well,
good luck trying to date somebody else.
Covering his bases.
Man.
It's not clear if it ever got one of her tires, but it did get roughly 150 other people.
Jeez! Wow.
Yeah, 150.
That'll be expensive.
Yeah.
It's my hard-earned money. My tires weren't bad. They didn't need to be replaced. I can't drive my car. I just had shoulder replacement surgery, and I can't go to my doctor's appointments because I have a screw in my tire. I know of a gentleman that helped me pick up screws today. He drives a gray car that's had to replace his tires twice because of these screws.
Citizens have cleaned them up. Ostrichs have cleaned them up, and then they're right back again within a day. So it's obvious that it's deliberate.
Get a life. Find a job. Do something constructive. Don't try to ruin everybody else's life or try to hurt them.
Yeah. Yeah, so she had shoulder surgery. She can still walk to the doctor, right?
Mark!
That's aggressive.
That one got Perry.
Yeah. That got me. He did it every other day.
Yeah, dude.
For 2 months.
I'm telling you, who has been told by mine and Hockey's good friend Brian at Youngstead's that I'm the kiss of death to automobiles, I've driven over a ton of screws. I have.
Yeah.
Every other week,
sick brag,
every
dude.
Month, I'm like, low tire pressure. And then I bring it in, Brian's like, you drove over another screw. How do you do this once a month? And then they fix it.
In August alone, he purchased over 12,000 sheetrock screws.
Jeez, Becky.
Good Lord.
Several people who live in the area had to replace all four tires after they drove over them.
My God.
And a few had to replace multiple tires. He's facing a felony charge for damage to property. And it sounds like they'll be tacking on more charges.
I was going to say, he has to go back and pay for all that. I think I've told this story on the air before. Did I tell you the story about the paper boy?
No.
The video game?
Oh, great point.
Great point. Oh, yeah. Lord.
Back to Junior High right here. Let's do it. Let's hear it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. We need the intro.
Chasey.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, I'll use this as the bed for the story then. When I was in college, I would come back from in the summer and be out with friends. Be out with friends that come back late. I'd park on the road in our cul-de-sac and then wake up with flat tires. Like 3 days in a row, get flat tires. We'd get them replaced, come back, they'd be flat the next day. We didn't know what was going on. It seemed like we were being targeted for some reason. My parents were checking with all of us to see if we had any enemies or we had done anything that would upset somebody, and we didn't know what was going on. So my dad and I had a stakeout where we parked. I had an idea that it was maybe the paper boy because it was parked kind of in front of the mailbox. And I climbed up in a tree in the middle of the night. We figured out what time the paper boy came at, like 5 a.m. My dad was in the back of the Durango, parked on the other side of the driveway with a video camera, with the night vision rolling, whatever. And at 5 a.m., we caught the paper boy popping our tires because we were parked in front of the mailbox, and he had to get out of his car to put the newspaper into the thing.
That is a level of bitterness I don't understand.
Don't park in front of the mailbox.
Are you kidding me?
Did you learn your lesson?
So he had to go back and pay for like 8 tires that he had popped of ours.
Was it a kid or was it a dude?
It was a young man, you know, 20.
Old enough to know.
On a bicycle 25. Or in a car?
No, in a car.
Yeah,
he came in blaring his music and at 5 in the morning.
What kind of music?
He was playing Paperboy. This is the song he was playing.
Yeah, this was it. So I was up in a tree, and we then chased him down in the road and got the cops to come get him, and that was it.
Wow.
Did you guys whoop that ass?
So my buddies wanted to come join in the stakeout and confront this guy. And my dad had the proper thinking of saying, hey, this guy might not be right if this is his reaction to having to get out of his car.
Yeah.
Let's not approach him. He obviously has some sort of a knife, and it turned out to be like a box cutter that he would cut the bindings of the paper with. And so, yeah, we didn't do that, but it was in the plans.
So this guy that put all the screws on the street, right, to dissuade his former girlfriend from finding new lovers, it doesn't say in the story whether her tires were popped, but if any of the potential lovers' tires were popped, this guy's going, worth every dime.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care. I'll do jail time. I'll pay it back. If some guy was going over to my ex-girlfriend's house to get after it, and now he's going to do with some screws in his tires, like meat sauce. This guy.
Right, it's worth it then, yeah.
This guy's loving it.
Going to throw the screws to the woman.
Yeah, right. And the screws. The screws.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to throw my screws. Yeah. Here comes the screws.
That's. I don't think we can say that.
Oh, my. Hey.
He's still talking about tires.
Sorry, man, but you got screws in your
hair. Have you been in contact with a hockey in the last 90 days? Yep, you have scoos.
Yeah. My dad's been arrested for throwing scoos for the last 2 months all over the road.
Yeah. Peter North's nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. You made it gross.
Oh, I made it gross. Yeah.
No, you made it worse.
Hey, Dolly Parton.
Put a picture in my head.
Yep.
Yeah.
New data released by Minnesota officials shows that high school graduation rates are up overall. Good job, kids.
Good.
Way to this go. Year's state of our what is it? This year's state of our students report includes the North Star Accountability Plan. Who cares? I'm just saying, good job, kids. Nice job.
Nice work.
But isn't there a story?
Keep going, kids.
I thought there was a story this morning on StarTribune.com that our math and reading scores are down. So we're graduating. We're just dumber.
Well, we know what we know.
They're just getting by.
Yeah. Right. Math isn't that important.
Yeah. Right. We know less. We just know enough to graduate.
Right. Right.
Everyone That's has good. A calculator on their phone now. So.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move to Eden Prairie, Minnesota, if I get a chance. Eden Prairie police are warning of a possible cougar on the prowl.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Probably at Redstone.
Yeah.
I'd crap my pants, honestly. If you really saw
a
cougar in the wild here in the Twin Cities,
big.
Yep. You'd crap your pants.
Turn your back. Don't turn your back.
Right, because you're supposed to stare him in the face,
thanks,
right?
Thanks, Oasis.
Is that what it is?
Eye contact is critical if you want to tame a cougar.
I wish I once retired. What were the word we were? What was the wordplay we were just doing?
Scoos.
Scoos.
Aren't you supposed to throw scoos at a cougar? Is that not how?
As long as you look him in the eye.
What if I got a happy medium?
As long as you buy him dinner first.
I'm going to throw scoos at its eye. Is that?
Good Lord.
Oh my God, Chris.
Is that not what I'm supposed to do?
Depends on. The
Stand
type of cougar.
Still, cougar.
just make sure while you're throwing scoos at a cougar that you say, you like this?
I'm sorry. I missed, and you're going to have to give me 5 minutes, miss. So stand right there and be still.
5 minutes?
As long as you keep eye contact.
Is that what Harvey Weinstein got in trouble for?
I believe so, yes.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you made it worse, Mark.
Yeah. Now I'm the bad guy.
Well, for the first time in your life, probably, yeah. Mm.
Let's see. Eden Prairie resident took a photo Monday afternoon to show the possible cougar near Purgatory Creek.
Oh, I know where that is.
Isn't that Red Dead?
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you have audio? You have audio of all this, right?
Yeah, this is right after he spotted the cougar by Purgatory Creek.
You are a sour old hag.
Yeah.
Anymore?
Yeah, right, yeah. And then apparently he thought its name was me.
Hey, Hawk.
Why did he yell that?
Hey, you and I have not been on the Is Power Trip Morning Show at the same time since that happened.
Yeah.
Sauce, as of now, with a week to go in the contest, that's Sauce's pick to win. He's one of the people that gets to vote on this, and he would vote right now for, I believe his name is Aaron,
right,
to win because he secured via Cameo or whatever the services of Roger Clark, who is the voice of Arthur Morgan.
I love that.
You have Arthur Morgan now saying, "Hey, Hawk."
Yeah, I love it.
Where does that rank for you? Because we've got a lot of creativity so far, but that's one of them.
I'm not going to tell you which one of mine is number one, but it is not that one.
It's not that
one. I love that. I think it's brilliant, but that amount of creativity that went into
some other ones?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What if someone goes on Cameo and gets Arthur to say, "Hey, Hawk, how about some scoose?"
Yeah, that would win.
Yeah, winner. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hawk's number one is the thong shot he got.
Yeah, I did like that.
Great point.
By the way,
great point.
Police also said there was another possible sighting at Staring Lake.
Same area?
I just said it because of Staring Lake
and Purgatory Creek. This does sound like Red Dead Redemption.
It does. The cougar's just thirsty.
It's all right, girl.
You're wrong. The best bit ever. He falls when you fall off like the side of a hill. You're all right, girl.
Yeah.
Florida is bracing for a direct hit from a major hurricane. Hurricane Dorian is expected to become a Category 3 storm today as it picks up strength over the Atlantic Ocean. National Hurricane Center says Dorian is currently a Category 2 storm with 105 mile per hour winds, but those winds are expected to pick up as it heads toward the Florida coast.
Can Sauce name any Dorian in the history of film, TV, or literature?
I believe he can. I'm going to say yes, he can.
There's one epically famous one.
Time.
Can Sauce name any Dorians? Yes or no? Let's go around the room. Creasel.
Yeah.
AJ.
I'm struggling, so I'm going to go no.
Hawk, you say yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Parrish,
yes,
you say yes?
I'm on the fence. You know what? There's too many yeses. I'm going no.
If the over-under was 1.5, would all of us still take the under?
No, yes. 100%.
Yes. The max he can name is 1?
Yes.
Sauce.
Isn't it Dorian Gray?
Bam!
Who is Dorian Gray?
From
the guy who sees the painting, and as long as he doesn't see the painting of himself, he stays young forever.
Right, he's basically immortal. He was in...
Wasn't that Game of Thrones? I thought Dorian Gray was in Game of Thrones.
Dorian Gray.
You better be lucky than good.
And then John Dorian from Scrubs.
And then John Dorian, who built the Back to the Future car.
That's close.
Yeah. Who's Dorian Gray?
What movie is that? Dorian Gray was in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I have no idea.
Penny Dreadful, but he's in books. The bit is, he's basically immortal. He's forever young.
But
he also gets bored.
No, not that one.
Yes.
He gets bored because he's young and hot forever. And he gets bored.
Yeah, it's
like
tough,
Lieber?
Man. Yeah.
So he bangs everybody because I might as well. I got nothing else to do.
Parrish is going to start crying.
My parents ruined this song for me. Why are you guys doing this to me?
Scoos everywhere.
Whoa.
That helps.
Sauce, quickly. You want sports? Go.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah. Can I do it to Forever Young?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I mean,
I'd have a hard time doing it to Forever Young.
That's not what I meant.
Thank you, Cullingan.
The Minnesota Twins won 10-5 to get the sweep over the White Sox yesterday. The Twins got 3 more home runs. Jake Cave hit 2 of them. Barrios went 6, scattered 7 hits, struck out 8, threw a couple of wild pitches, and he gave up 3 runs. The Twins are now 82-51, and they have won 7 of 8 and 5 straight. They take on the horrible Tigers tonight in Detroit. Gibson gets the start at 6:10. Here's how bad Detroit is. They are 39-92. They've yet to win 40 games. The Twins won their 40th game on June 2nd. I think that's cool.
The Twins have yet to win 83 games.
Yeah, but 40 games is... That's bad.
Saw a stat yesterday.
I just thought it was such a weird
cliffhanger. The Tigers are 39-92. They have yet to win 40 games.
I think that's weird.
It's just that's a little
redundant. It's a little redundant.
Oh.
Cleveland Indians, I don't know if they finished the season against Detroit yet, but they've gone 14-1 against the Detroit Tigers, and they've won 14 straight.
They have yet to win 15 straight.
I hope you die in the most tragic way.
Corey is. You have to do radio straight.
Right.
Cash those tickets.
Cash those tickets. You were saying, Paul?
Yeah, Cleveland won. They remain 3.5 games back of the Indians because Cleveland won 2-0 over the hideous Tigers, who have yet to win 40 games. Cleveland is in Tampa tonight. The Vikings lost 27-23 to the Bills. No one cares. Jerry Jones expects Zeke to be out some games. The Dolphins named Ryan Fitzpatrick their starter week one over Josh Rosen. And the Gophers barely beat South Dakota State 28-21. The offense have struggled a lot, but Rashad Bateman is an absolute stud. Rashad Bateman is his name.
No, the offense have struggled a lot. You're right.
It did.
Yeah, the offense have definitely struggled a lot.
My God. Okay, he's good. Where else here? They play Fresno State next week at 9:30 p.m. The game will be on this station. That's it.
Initials an hour from now. Can't wait. You can start guessing on Twitter, hashtag PowerTrip, who wins initials. If you get it right, you are eligible to have a $100 gift card. A Visa gift card, thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Go your way if AJ randomly pulls your name, but you have to correctly predict the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag PowerTrip on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. No kids. I got no kids in the studio today. For those of you who are voting at home, no kids in the studio today.
That's all right, baby. Kids.
Power Trip back after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Well, that didn't take very long. I wasn't ready for you to just do it that quickly. Good morning, everybody. 728, Power Trip Morning Show. Preseason is over for your Vikes. More on that in Vikings news momentarily. But for now, a 31-year-old dude in Menasha, Wisconsin, was cooking cabbage at home on Sunday night.
I'm sure that smelled great.
Yeah.
Yuck.
His dad, 55, said, "That smells like a dead hooker."
Jeez.
How did you know that smell?
They got into an argument. And then a physical fight.
Yeah.
The son
probably
hit his father.
Probably a four-wheeler race as well.
Yeah.
Threatened to kill him. Even grabbed a meat cleaver, did the son.
Jeez.
Then the son took off, but came back later because he wanted his damn boiled cabbage.
Right. He went to Pomida.
Yeah.
Had lunch at the Heckles restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's still hungry, though. His peanuts.
Yeah.
His what?
Peanuts.
Yeah.
And drove his four-wheeler back to the house and then said, what? To dad?
I want my cabbage, and by the way, here's some gunshots.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, the smell of a dead hooker?
There were gunshots?
No, yeah, were gunshots. Just,
yeah.
He walked in at the very... There was not a dead hooker. Boiled cabbage smelled like a dead hooker.
Right.
All of the smell.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. I was afraid maybe you thought that there
was... No.
See,
but
right.
Yeah, there's... The meat cleaver came out. That's when it got serious.
Some of you are assuming that they were fighting over him making the room stinky, and others are assuming that they're fighting over what a dead hooker smells like.
No, yeah, it's the actual cabbage smell that pissed him off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could see that, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How lit were they?
Well, it's Scotty.
Well, yeah, they're drunk constantly.
Wait, what day was this? What time was this? Tuesday?
It was a Sunday night. It was a Sunday night.
Oh, they were hammered then.
Yeah, it was a Sunday night.
Yep, they were hammered.
Yeah, no, yeah.
What other possibilities were there? So, outside of Sunday night sauce?
It could have been Tuesday morning.
Would have been hammered.
8 a.m.
Would have been hammered.
Ooh.
Monday afternoon at 1.
That's when they get drunk.
Friday at 2:14.
They get after it then, yep.
Saturday, like 2:10 in the morning.
That's lit time, yep. Okay. Time to get lit.
Monday.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
AJ, you have never played the board game Clue. We've learned that over multiple games of initials.
What? Epically. Yeah.
I've never played Clue.
Well, I would have had the record. Was that what it was?
I don't remember.
It was something like that, yeah.
And I just was not...
Like Colonel Mustard.
Scarlet
or
something?
Yeah. I forget.
Colonel Mustard.
Who knows, yeah.
Lieutenant Ketchup.
The board game Clue turns 70 years old this year.
Wow.
Wow.
And they're doing something dumb. Genius and dumb. They are running an online poll... to replace one of the 9 original rooms, they're ditching the hall.
What?
Good morning.
Wait, what?
This is the first time the rooms in the game have changed, potentially have changed, because the hall is still one of the options, is to remodel the version of the hall. But since the game was invented, the original version has included the kitchen, ballroom, conservatory, billiard room, library, study, hall, lounge, and dining room. Well, you can vote until September 9th to replace the hall with the guest room, bathroom, drawing room, or a remodeled version of the hall. My guess is the hall wins because people don't want it to change. Mm-hmm. So really, they're just going to get a couple of weeks of free pub.
Yeah. Right.
They'll say, hey, you guys wanted the hall to stay, so we just changed the look.
Unless it's like a genius corporate initiative and they're sponsored by HGTV.
Maybe.
Fixer Upper's going to come
Joe's
in.
Chip and Joe's going to toss some shiplap up in that
shiplap. They're going to announce the winner on October 21st and then roll out the new version of the game in December. Clue's a classic, man.
It is.
So much fun.
Sounds great.
It's like messing with Monopoly.
Right, don't change
it. But they do that all the time.
Well, that they just make it like wild version or Vikings versions. They don't mess with the game itself.
They don't change the actual...
Yeah. The integrity of the game is still there.
Characters, the pieces.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the game.
Right, you can't change Park Place, though, right? That would be blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Paul's on his phone. He's not even listening.
I don't. I'm not good at board games.
Hey, real quick.
Again,
Hawk, you were gone on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Kevin McDermott of the formerly the Minnesota Vikings was on this show.
Old 9.5.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers, not inches.
Oh no,
Parrish, you were there.
Yeah, I forgot
as well
about his fingers.
Also, Sauce asked him because Kevin's a pilot. Do you think I could be a pilot?
Oh.
And as Kevin started to answer the question, Sauce immediately went to his phone.
I was laughing out loud at home. Yeah.
I don't know if he finished the question before he started picking up his phone. Honest to God, it was hysterical. I was sitting right there, and I was right next to him. Like, he finished, you could see his eyes drop towards the phone, and then I think I got a question right now, and then it just done. Sits back.
He asked a question about himself and got bored.
That's awesome.
That's hard to do.
When we come back, I have a pilot update for you.
Maybe Charge's challenge should be the first one to go up on Sauce's.
No one would.
Initial flight.
I'm not in
pilot.
It. I'd rather do all of the other bits combined and have a Sauce flight in my life.
So you choose life?
I choose life over hanging out with
Great
Sauce in an airplane.
By the way. Life cereals.
I don't care for it.
It's
much.
Overrated, yeah.
Cinnamon life. Regular life sucks.
Enough sugar in these cereals.
Regular life sucks.
Your life sucks.
My life's actually pretty damn sweet.
Yeah, oh, good baby. For you.
It is.
Oh, good. I agree. For you. I said, yeah, baby.
That's because you like me. But yeah, I have a flying update.
Yeah, flying update. That's next.
Speaking of McDermott's,
Yeah, Connor
last
night.
I saw the other one last night. Yeah.
Connor.
Big dude, man.
Yeah, he's a lineman, right?
Big
left
dude.
Tackle or right tackle?
Right.
Okay.
Back to Paul. See, having been friends with Paul long enough, I know that when I'm telling a story, even if it's something he asked me about, I can sense when I'm losing him. It is usually 4 to 5 seconds into the story. I have to give a synopsis about what the first 4 or 5 seconds. It's like, he is the reason that when you watch a show, they're like, previously on.
Right. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Context.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, since you're still on paternity leave, you don't have to leave, right?
No.
You want to play initials?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to ask you because we keep forgetting that you get to stick around.
This is my last Friday of paternity leave, and I'm very sad. So
then, play initials before you got to go.
Deal. Yes. I'm in.
Right. I listened to you so little, I didn't know you had a kid.
Vikings news is next. We'll break down another Vedvik miss, what we thought about Sloter, any other big roster decisions between now and cut day, which is what, tomorrow? Sauce always breaks it down live when he does Saturdays with Sauce during cut time. So tomorrow you can tune in. Are you at the State Fair tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Oh, State Fair tomorrow. We can talk Vikings cuts next on The Fan.
.com. Good morning, everybody. Chaos and earthquakes. Nonpoint.
Maybe the best show I saw all year was this band.
Really?
Man, they were so good in Sturgis. And I've seen some good shows this year.
I saw them a long time ago when they weren't even the opener and they were amazing.
Dude, they're so good. Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah.
All right, you said two things.
Yeah.
Nonpoint and Chaos and something or other. Which is the band?
Nonpoint's the name of the band. Nonpoint is Chaos and Earthquakes. Man, rock and roll has made its return, guys.
Hey, you were sleeping during the first segment, Chris, but I mentioned before the show started, I got here about 5. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to check out the new Tool album before the show starts. Not exaggerating at all, I listened to a song and a half. Because one's 11 and a half minutes, the other one was 15 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
No, and I didn't get through the second song.
Wow.
But the song and a half that I heard was great.
You kind of got to be a little bit careful with that, though.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Like, because that's going to, right away, just the length of the song is going to turn off, you know, future.
Yeah, the length scares
listeners.
A lot of people.
Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, think of, like, millennials who everything they have is on demand.
Yeah, but they're not making serve. That music.
Tool is definitely not for millennials. They don't care.
They're making it for the
They'll take the paycheck, though.
They don't care.
But the diehards,
they got enough
though,
money.
Will buy it, and it'll work. The diehards will love it. The diehards love it because they want to love it. I mean, it's probably really good, like Randy says, but we want to love it because we haven't heard it in 13 years.
But Fear Inoculum, the song, not the album, is a perfect example of course I wanted to love it, right? I was predisposed to going, God, I hope this is really good. And then I heard it and go, holy crap, is this good?
Yeah.
The other song and a half that I've heard so far, again, is not as good as that song yet, but it's good. It sounds like Tool.
Would you say it's on par? Like,
no.
With not as good as their old stuff?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I don't like it as much as Fear Inoculum.
But do you think this new album is...
It's just very similar.
The other
it's their style.
Sure.
It clearly sounds like them. They change pace a lot. They are the masters of skipping a note.
Maynard, it's amazing how they've built this core following not caring about mainstream. Like, they stick to what they believe in. They're not really about, you know... The production, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be who they're going to be, whether they get radio airplay or not. Maynard and Tool, that's what they do. And they have this following of us that we just don't care. Like, we're in. If it's 15 minutes, we don't care.
I'm listening to all of it. You know how this works, Chris. You've been in bands your entire life. There is, the math in music is for comfort, right? It sounds like, whether it's 4 or 8, it's, you can feel the rhythm. Tool is the best band ever at making you uncomfortable and having the pattern feel off, but it still works.
Yeah.
And the first now 3 songs that I've listened to, that's almost all of it is just there's a note that seems to not be there, or instead of 8, it seems like it's a 7 count, and you're going, I don't know how this works. How do they do this? But the pattern still feels after about 6 or 7 loops. Like, now I get it.
The kind of thing where you're singing along and it takes you a couple times through to figure it out.
It sounds so wrong, but it feels so right.
That is the correct answer. It's just correct, a little bit off, but it's just perfectly timed on their end.
That's the brilliance.
Isn't System of a Down kind
of
like that, too?
Yeah. They do a lot of odd time signatures.
Yep.
You know what is an odd? Vikings News.
Oh, look at you doing
that. Yeah, look at that.
It's time what a transition. For Vikings
Thanks,
News.
So, I would argue there's nothing to gain from last night's game outside of the fact that I don't know what we're going to do with special teams.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
I don't know for sure, but in my opinion, we will have what we thought we were going to have before we brought in Corey Vedvik.
Which I hadn't heard that thought process prior to yesterday. You saying it this morning, I guess.
Yeah, after watching last night, Bailey was on point.
Yeah.
Weil was by far the better punter throughout the 4 games of the preseason. I think BB will be the holder. I just think that's what it's going to end up being. And if we can get him to onto the practice squad, I think that's what they'll end up doing. I think at this point, from the body of work we've seen, you have to just look at it and say,
he's not good enough.
He's not ready yet.
And if he's not ready, then if he goes to the practice squad and one of these other teams that wanted him, that were in a bidding war with the Vikings to get him away from the Ravens, if somebody else snipes him, then you have to rip the Vikings for using a fifth round pick for two weeks of a trial period.
Because they just made the move so then another team could get him for free.
What
they,
the hell is wrong with us? You know,
I don't know, man.
Wouldn't the
Bears like snap him up instantly?
I would think instantly.
Any of these teams? Who were the other teams?
They were interested in the beginning.
Who were the other teams that wanted him?
Let's see. I know that the Philadelphia 76ers wanted him.
Yeah.
And I know that the Buffalo Sabres were interested.
But to your point, dude, in all seriousness, why was he freaking brilliant preseason, but still brilliant with the Ravens? He gets hurt last year because he gets jumped right at a bar or something.
Yeah.
And they have Justin Tucker, so that's why they didn't use him last year. He was something like 12 of 13, bombing 50-plus yarders, looking brilliant. The Vikings trade for him, and now he's pure garbage.
I think
what happens?
I would assume maybe because in Baltimore there was zero pressure. He's not winning the job. Justin Tucker's the best kicker in the league. He's not going to win the job, so there's no pressure.
I don't know.
Now
somebody
there's pressure.
Needs to do some investigating and find out what we did to the special teams gods in the state of Minnesota that put a curse on us.
Yeah.
I mean, we've changed everything. Over and over again, and we still have a problem. With the special teams,
is that the problem? Maybe not finding a patience, not finding just a way to go about it, but just continuing to just change look for something completely new. I
don't think that it's been outside of the Carlson bit last year. They haven't, pulled the trigger early on anybody. They gave Walsh a couple years. They gave Jeff Locke a couple years. I mean, they've been through this process where they take a shot at it with a draft pick or now a trade or whatever it might be, and it doesn't work out. And
they didn't let Carlson work out.
That's the one
that bothers me.
Yeah, and he's doing good.
As a pro athlete, that bothered me. Yeah. That one more than anything. How can you, if you're that committed, if you believe in a kicker that much to make that draft pick, and you abandon him that quick? I mean, you think
because
you
have
the
Super
games.
Bowl aspirations. Well, I mean, that's why
first NFL games, Packer wasn't it at Lambeau or something like
the second
that?
One? Yeah, that was the one that he.
Are you kidding
got
me?
Cut after
he missed it.
It was wasn't an NHL goalie in the '80s going into Edmonton and be like, "Well, you got lit up by six goals. You suck." Even though it's Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, those guys. You know what I mean? That's the one that bothers me more than anything because it just seems so. Just knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. If a goalie had done that for, let's say, six games straight, because one game in the NFL is worth more than one game in the NHL, if you will.
Gotcha.
If a goalie did that for six games straight, that goalie's done. Like, that's
right. You know, there's this goalie named Roberto Luongo that struggled in Long Island for 1 year, and then they traded some schmuck Mark Parrish for him, and now he's like the top five goalie of all
time.
So that's that knee-jerk reaction. It takes more than a week.
So this is personal.
You're sour because you were part of
all rising to the surface.
I'm actually defending him. I don't blame Brian Murray at all for that trade.
It seems, though, like the head coach, his attitude and in press conferences, he's very much like the fan base where it is knee-jerk.
Yeah.
He'll savage the kicker.
Sick of it.
The one that he picked.
Right. And it's frustrating in that sense where you go, is there a systemic issue then where kickers come here, they feel hated the whole time?
Sure.
Of course, they're professionals. They should be able to handle it.
But
it seemed, look at once it started going bad with Blair Walsh. He piled on. They get Daniel Carlson. Didn't even give him a chance. And this is after they pulled the plug. Wasn't he ripping Kai Forbath a little bit?
Yeah.
And Kai Forbath won the Saints game before our defense lost it, and then we won it again in the Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah.
He nailed that. I was at that game convinced it's going to go wide left or wide right, because that's how it works with the Vikings.
Right.
He smoked it, and then we let him go.
Here's another thing, though, that I think about all the time. Not a lot, but... When it comes to the kicking game and what makes good NFL teams, and you look at like the Patriots and these teams that are consistently good, they don't waste draft picks. I know it's a fifth-round pick, but if they put Vedvik on the practice squad, that's another fifth pick in, what, two seasons that they've just given up on?
Well, if he goes to the practice squad and it works, if nobody else snipes him, then it's not the end of the world.
Somebody
because
will
they
take him.
We'll see.
Maybe. I mean, but think of the situation you're in when you have a kicker or a punter that's hurt, and they're taking, the garbage picking field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon off the street to come in and fill in for a game or two as long as it needs to be. If you got a guy who's on a roster who's just tucked away. He's practicing every day. He's still in football mode. I'd take that above, you know, some guy that you pull off the streets.
Not the same as games.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of that, I think the underreported thing, because we're all concerned about the fifth round pick and this, that, and the other, Dan Bailey was booming him last night.
Yeah,
and Dan Bailey's and one of the best kickers around.
Statistically,
right?
One of the best all time.
But I think we had all moved on from that thought, right? That he was going to be a field goal kicker.
Right.
I think that we thought that, if anything, it was going to be Matt Wiles' job to lose. Vedvik going to be the punter, and then maybe next year, based off of Bailey's contract, there might be an opening for a field goal kicker.
And then Vedvik would bomb the long the ones this year.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I think that Bailey's going to be the answer to our woes. I think he's going to have a good year.
So maybe this was all to light a fire under his butt, because he wasn't mm-hmm. looking good. And I thought when Vedvik came in that, okay, he is going to take that job.
Yeah. But wasn't the steam from training camp that it wasn't necessarily Bailey's fault, is that the inconsistency between switching back and forth between McDermott and Cutting was throwing off the timing, and then that Wile was not doing his job as a holder, and that's why they tried Beebe and Thielen. They were trying different holders. They were trying different long snappers. Is that Zimmer was frustrated that Bailey wasn't getting a fair chance to have consistency?
Could be. Because they just signed. I mean, they gave him a decent extension before, didn't they, before the season?
Yep.
I don't know what they're going to do with Vedvik, though. He looked pretty brutal last night. We'll see. Sauce will have you locked and loaded and covered tomorrow, noon to 2.
Yeah, babe, noon to 2. And as AJ mentioned, I think, off the air, a lot of the cuts will start to trickle out today. We've seen a lot more trades and stuff tonight and tomorrow, so it'll be a fun show Nordo and I are doing out at the
fair. And that's, you know, Kyle Sloter potential trade.
Yeah.
Laquan Treadwell, they've been fishing out there.
What's the deadline officially whenever
is it
they have
3?
I think it's
3 o'clock
it's
tomorrow.
3 o'clock. Yeah, that sounds about right.
3 o'clock is the deadline. That's exactly right. That's the deadline. There's another name, by the way, that I don't know what's going to happen at tight end. They really like this Brandon Dillon kid. I don't know if he's going to be a practice squad guy or an actual roster guy, but They're really digging that kid.
What are we thinking about our guy, David Morgan?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on there.
He hasn't been able to do anything.
No, he hasn't. So
he's hurt.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck. We'll find out tomorrow.
It'll suck if an injury costs David Morgan his job here, right?
Look, I mean, they're not going to put him on the pup if they think he's close. Yeah. So that's either a roster spot or
Toby Mason.
Hey, what round did we get Ola BC Johnson in?
Like 6 or 7?
That kid's going to make the team.
No, that kid not only make the team, he's the third best receiver
he
on
might,
the team.
Yeah, right.
he's great.
That kid looks like he's the real deal.
Yeah. How cool is the song? I see you nodding back
love
there.
It. Oh,
good
yeah,
tune,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You know this band?
No.
It's Stitched Up Heart.
Stitched Up Heart.
Yeah, and the song's called Problems. Great song.
I like it.
Yeah.
Talk to Mr. Z next, then Initials in 20 minutes. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Mark Parrish?
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. John Creasel?
Hi.
Hi, buddy. Hey, could you tell me, as the resident Vegas expert, where was the SLS casino?
Very north end of the strip,
so
near Stratosphere.
Okay,
it used to be Sahara.
Okay, well, it's Sahara again, as of right now.
Good.
They just changed the name back.
Good.
So that's cool.
Who the hell walks that far? No one goes into the
strip.
There's
a new construction that might bring traffic up. Resorts World is being built across from Wynn.
Right. Ooh,
Resorts World?
Yep. Yeah. It used to be, yeah.
Yeah, there was it's actually going to be pretty cool.
There was a shuttered property that was going to be a Boyd property, and they built part of it, and then the recession hit, and then Resorts World bought it, and they...
Is that the one you always talk about, Corey?
The abandoned one that's further down in the wind, right?
That's, I mean, you're talking about the Fontainebleau.
Right,
that's different. That one's
excuse
like...
Me? Right, Resorts World is across the street.
Correct.
But the other one, is that one still just sitting there?
It's been purchased.
Yeah.
But they haven't done anything with it yet.
They've talked about... They had some plans, so I think they're getting investors and stuff, but it's been purchased. It was called the Fontainebleau.
Hmm.
But it's going to be called the Drew, I think, is what...
That's just... It's so far from the wind, right? That's such a long walk.
It is.
And there's nothing in between.
Yeah. Right. Well, but the convention center expanded, and that's going to be... So there's... Which, conventions are the big thing in Vegas.
That's huge,
So then there will be places... further up. So it will expand where people go, but...
Where's the new football stadium going to be?
Across the highway, across Interstate 15 from Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
It's
that's looking sick.
Yeah, I was obviously there a week ago. It they have what a year basically.
July of next year.
Man, it's going to be close because I don't think they can work in that heat. You can't work in 115 degree.
Yeah, weather. But all you got to do
for
is
all those casinos.
All you got to do is close that thing up, and then you can work inside.
Yeah, good point. It isn't closed yet. I don't think, is it a closed stadium?
Yeah, it's going to have ETFE roof, just like the Viking Stadium, but it's going to be the whole middle of the roof will be.
Kind of like the Dallas like stadium Phoenix, with the hole over the top.
But it's going to be covered with the ETFE see-through stuff. Nice.
And Scoos.
And Scoos!
Vegas.
The ATM roof.
Sick!
Mr. Z joins the Power Trip Morning Show every Friday to talk about all things film. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Are you going to rant and rave again?
Please do.
Down.
Yeah, what are you mad about this week? Anything?
Yep. No, I'm just a job this week. Okay. So
I love the passion.
Mad about his cell phone reception.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why you're super excited because there's almost nothing going on in films this week. So.
No. Yep. There is. There isn't. The only thing that's really happening is that Sony is re-releasing Spider-Man with a couple extra minutes of footage, and Disney's re-releasing Toy Story to try to add a few more bucks on. And so that's kind of standard for Labor Day weekend, is that they don't do a lot of business. And I think one of the things that's sort of exciting is that the fact that Marvel announced that they dropped Eternals into 2020 is a huge deal for the business. Because it was completely unexpected that they would be able to get that done by November of 2020, which is kind of the next phase of their Marvel Universe.
Can you recap quickly what's happening with Spider-Man?
Well, we don't know. Sony, the contract is basically up for where Sony agreed to let Marvel use Spider-Man in their universe if Kevin Feige would help with making their movies, and Sony and Disney was getting a small chunk of money for every dollar that came in. And Disney realized that Disney said, "Hey, we can't keep doing this. We need to split this like 50-50." And Sony said, "No." And so Disney said, "All right, well, then you're done. Go make your movies and good luck without Marvel." And Sony said, "Okay." So anyway, that's kind of where it sits. But I still believe that Sony doesn't want to try to make this on their own, that they want Marvel's help. And they're still at the negotiating table. But as of right now, both sides are saying that they're done. But I still think it's going to get fixed, but I don't know that for sure. So then Sony's so basically what we'll get is the Venom movie that Sony made, that they'll bring Spider-Man back into that world, and it won't look like Marvel anymore. So it'll look like the old ones.
My guess is I'm in the extreme minority when it comes to this, but I like Spider-Man on his own. I don't want him to be part of the group. The same thing with Batman. I don't want to see Batman with Superman and Aquaman and Wonder Woman. I want a Batman movie as himself. So when I see Spider-Man with Iron Man and he's doing this...
He's an Avenger, though. Spider-Man is.
I know. I'm saying I don't like that angle. I like Spider-Man in his own little world where he gets bit by a spider and he's got to battle other a-holes. I don't want him to be an Avenger. That's so if he gets kicked out of the old Marvel universe and he's back on his own, I'm actually in favor of that.
Yep, and I understand that. The problem is that Sony has not had a great track record making movies at all. And their Spider-Man, the very first Spider-Man was fun. But even, we know what happened by the end of that, Spider-Man 3 and even the Amazing Spider-Man, that the difference in caliber to when they remade it, when Marvel came in and rebooted it with Tom Holland compared to the Amazing Spider-Man with Garfield. To me, forget the storyline or anything, just the quality of the movie itself was so much better. I hear what you're saying, and I also agree on the Batman thing. It's hard to say because Justice League had Affleck in it.
Yeah, Ben Affleck,
not a very good Batman. So, nope. He might be leaving. It's not going to matter because the Eternals are the next big thing that is going to be whole a part of where Marvel is going. So they can lose Spider-Man.
All right, thanks, Mr. Z. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, we'll talk it next week.
Bye, babe.
Bye-bye.
Do you guys know much about the Eternals?
Don't know anything about them at all.
In fairness, I didn't know a ton about the group, the Avengers. Obviously, it's a much bigger, I think, a bigger deal And those characters on their own are a lot bigger deal, but I don't know anything about the Eternals.
Hawk, who are the Eternals? There's three of them. Who are they?
Well, there's Turd Ferguson.
Yeah.
What's his superpower?
When he gets into danger, he smells really bad.
Like boiled cabbage?
Yeah, yeah. Like
the, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
right.
Who
right.
else?
There's Booney Altoony.
Yeah, Booney Altoony.
And what's he do?
Booney
or
Altoony.
Sounds like a guy you grew up with.
It kind of does, isn't it?
That's his nickname.
Yeah, he'll fight you if you try to take his girlfriend.
Okay, that's his special power.
That's exactly right, yeah.
The only Eternal that matters is 3 a.m. Eternal by KL.
My God. My gosh, do you guys like some bad music?
My God, yes! Is your phone ringing, Corey?
Oh, my
what
God.
What is this?
How do you not remember this song?
Remember this.
Early 90s, big deal.
This is it when weeks. I first heard it. Hey,
no
now.
Bells.
Thank you.
Really? No bells for you either?
No.
No, I don't remember this.
Because it's a horrible song.
You guys got to get out and club more.
I'd rather club baby seals.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's not very cool.
Oh, brilliant. This song
was. So wait a minute. You wouldn't go back and kill baby Hitler, but you would go back and kill baby seal. That's not cool.
I don't like Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah. Yeah. This song, that song wails
crazy
so
kicks
hard.
Ass. Yes, it does.
Never going to survive.
That's sad.
Is he still married to Heidi Klum?
No.
It's sad. They yeah. split.
Yeah, he did, man. He split.
He now does a podcast about
Not enough scoos?
Just the same old scoos.
Just the same old scoos.
Great point. For Fan 5, brought to you by Garage
Solutions Minneapolis. And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com.
Yeah.
So, it's Excuse cute on me? Twitter. It's cute on Twitter that people are like, if you tune into the morning show this morning, you would guess the Gophers lost. Well, yeah. Did you watch the game? They were mostly garbage, honestly. They really struggled. And if we're going to go 8-0 and then play Penn State and all this other... You struggled against South Dakota State. It's not something you should be super happy about. It's better to win than lose, right? A loss would have been devastating.
Yep.
If the Jackrabbits don't fumble the exchange from quarterback to running back, and the Gophers don't fall on it, they're going to lose that game.
You are a sour old hag.
And then I think Gopher Nation wouldn't have been, wow, why are they being so negative? 14.5-point dogs, and they got outplayed for almost the entire game.
Yeah,
almost right. The entire game.
You got to win by 20.
That's what I was saying yesterday to Flash,
smoke
right?
Smoke that team.
Is if you truly are taking the turn and turning the corner this year with Fleck, destroy that team. I don't care if they're the third or fourth best FCS team. Destroy them.
Yeah,
good. Win by 40.
Good college teams cover the spread.
Yeah, well said.
They do.
Well said, yeah.
They got super lucky, but again, I guess, technically, a win is better than a loss.
It felt like a loss, though.
It felt like a loss if you watched the game. It really, really did. But a late touchdown after that fumble, and I'll give him credit, that badass two-point conversion was pretty sweet.
And that catch by Bateman was
sick right before.
He's so good.
Fargo Flash says, do you want to know what Fargo Flash says?
Oh, God, I can't wait.
He says, an ugly win, but we are fine.
Oh, cool. Shocking.
I agree.
Thank you. I feel so much better now.
As I said yesterday, that's like asking one of Manson's followers after they get caught how they're doing.
What else is that exactly like?
Well, it's like asking the Hamburglar what it's like to eat at McDonald's if he likes it or not.
Normally, McDonald's is the number three joke.
Yeah.
What else is it exactly like?
It's like asking Wobby for critical things on the Vikings. I got one more.
What?
That's
three. That's three, and you're supposed to do fast food third.
I got another one.
What else is Justin Kanzemi is saying the Gophers are fine exactly like?
It's like asking hockey for financial advice.
Hmm. Why did was that really worth?
Nothing.
Don't you get that?
What else is it exactly like?
Up next.
Hi.
The Gophers will be just fine, apparently, against Fresno State at Fresno State next Saturday at 9:30 start.
Yeah, man, we got it figured out. It's all right.
It's just fine.
Clemson really struggled with Georgia Tech, 52-14.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Just fine.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
They're fine.
He said they win by 40.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, did they win?
Do you remember the soundbite I played yesterday, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, the cuckoo one?
Well, that one, too. But do you remember I said when they were talking about, what if we're undefeated and Penn State's undefeated and game day's going to be here? And I said, have you ever watched Gopher football? It goes like this.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yeah. Wake me up when game day
great
is
point.
Here.
And that before you go-go.
Great song, but...
Twins won 10-5 over the White Sox. The lead in the division remains at 3.5 because the Indians also beat the Tigers 2-0.
I agree.
I know. It's a fact. You can't have an opinion necessarily about a fact. The Twins are at the Tigers 6-10 tonight. Gibson goes for the Twins. The Indians are at Tampa Bay. Bieber goes for Cleveland.
Great point.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm down with that great point.
Thank you. No, yeah. Thank you, Hawk.
He's dead.
What?
Twins yesterday.
Wow.
Broke the major league record for road home runs for a season.
Having sex.
Whoa.
I'm sure that happened as well on the road.
What are you doing tonight?
Having sex.
Hawk, what are you not doing tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys know what a Fifi is?
No, oh my God, no.
Let's hear it.
Wasn't she somebody on Friends?
Did you guys, any of you listen?
Phoebe.
That's
well
close.
Played, Perry.
Did any of you guys listen to, so they've been doing old Howard Stern shows?
No.
And they did a rebroadcast of Stone Temple Pilots interview.
What?
And, what's his name?
Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland was talking about being in jail. And,
oh my God, yes, I just looked it up.
Yeah. Man, a Fifi is how they simulate making love to a young lady when they're in prison.
Oh hell!
Yeah. And
they
make a like a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's right.
But out of what
prison made?
Okay, so they take a rubber glove.
Your cellmate's hand.
Right. They take a rubber glove. They wrap it in a towel. They lay a towel down and they wrap a towel around with the rubber glove inside it so that the back of the rubber glove is sticking out just a smidge.
Priestel's taking notes.
Hotline. It's Swedberg. He wants to hear this live.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get yelled at for that one.
They wrap it in a towel. Then they take that and they shove it into a tube sock. And then they take some Kentucky jelly and they squirt it inside the glove.
The power.
And then that's their lady.
Wow.
That's a Fifi. That's
so the moral of the story is
garden.
If your dog is named Fifi, don't invite over a former convict.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what.
Seems like a lot of work.
It does, but when you're in prison. There's two choices.
And one of them stinks.
I love that a lot of us, and I'm one of these guys, right? I can't change my oil. I can't change a tire. I can't fix anything. That's why I have hot-ass Randy do everything. I'm the least handy dude of all time. I love how every guy, though, when they get a long prison sentence, turns into sex MacGyver. Right? It's how do I make something out of nothing that I can bang?
Yeah, right.
Every convict is just Thomas Edison going, I will create. Scott Weiland goes to prison after about 20 minutes. He goes, it's alive! It works! Initials is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Sorry, that was loud. Hey, good morning, everybody. Woo! Ow! All right! It's that time, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go!
Let's do this, good guys!
Yeah!
Good guys! Go, good guys!
We got four good guys today.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
Everybody against AJ.
Let's go.
You combine the four, you have one adult wiener.
Okay.
Be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Creasel's here.
Yeah, Creasel's here.
1.5.
You blew it!
I did not.
Gross.
Scoosed it.
Gross.
Ah. All right, let's go.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That's right, Mountain Dew, the great taste of Mountain Dew. Everybody, do the dew.
Do all right.
The dew.
I like to
thanks,
do the dew.
Dew.
Mountain Dew is the best.
Oof.
Love it. We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials. These five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues as soon as they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're up for the remainder of that item. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9. Helped by Sauce and AJ. AJ is also your all-time wins leader. But Sauce slowed down the pace last week.
Yeah.
Before last week, AJ had won 8 of the last 10.
Stuff.
Sauce won last week to get victory number 86. But AJ, you have 95.
Thanks, Corey. If I get 96 today and get another win, you can head over to the Rival House in downtown St. Paul. There you go. Let's get going. Free tap beer. $3 initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won the initials game.
Sauce, you have 921 points, 86 victories.
Yeah, and if I win you,
His name's Bo.
My name's Paul.
Hawk, you have not won since May 17th.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been really
good. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've been really good at setting up the win.
And before that, March 29th. So it's been a rough year for Chris Hockey.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay, though. Today's the day.
Not compare years just yet.
Yeah, you won July 26th.
That's way you better, won. But I'm sure I have less wins.
You what?
Chris has 55 career wins, and you have 706 career points.
That's exactly right. And if I win today, radco.com, go on all weekend long and use the promo code initials. You get 10% off online only on your online order.
Feels like it's been the last 9 months, but I'm going to keep saying this. Parrish, you continue to be on the brink of multiple milestones.
Just want to get to 20.
19 victories and 398 points.
I want the victory over the points, but I think they're going to be hand in hand.
Creasel, you are tied for 6th all time. You have 18 career points. You are tied with Tyler George.
All right.
Fondling himself.
Yeah.
That's probably what Tyler is doing as we speak.
What is Mark Rosen currently doing?
Fondling himself.
Yep. And go to my website, johnmcreasel.com.
I'm not doing
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah. Book me for a speech.
No, don't
or don't.
Y'all ready?
Let's
y'all ready
go.
Bring it.
Last week we had double vowels, right? Double E.
Oh, no.
Last week.
That's right.
We have a vowel again this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Sing it to me.
I S.
Me too. What's the initials?
I S. And away we go.
Man, that's
item one of I S.
Clue number one
has connections to the Manhattan Project.
Clue number two
is the birthplace of the first electronic digital computer.
Clue number three.
Connected to George Washington Carver.
Clue number four.
Has an active Greek community.
Mark.
Paul.
Mark was first.
Iowa State.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Iowa. That's a good guess. State.
Manhattan Project, huh?
I didn't know that part.
I don't know what that is.
The Carver kind of put me on.
No kidding.
Bad of
oh.
Yeah.
Parrish leads 1-0. He's 1 point away
good
from
guys.
400.
Yeah.
Which means he'll get it about October 5th.
Oh.
Here's item two of IS.
Clue number one.
John McClane references this in Die Hard with a Vengeance when dealing with suspicious policemen.
Clue number two.
This is also a 1993 film with Diane Lane, Alan Arkin, and Bill Paxton.
Clue number three.
This is connected to the Northern Hemisphere.
Clue number four.
The exact origin of this term / phrase is unknown.
Clue number five.
This occurs between September and November, according to the U.S. National Weather Service.
John.
Yep.
Indian Summer.
That boy.
That's a good guy.
Good guy.
Who invited you?
That's a good guy.
He's now alone in sixth all time. Way to go, Kreese. John.
High five.
Yeah.
Parrish has one. Creasel has one. Here's item three of IS.
Clue number one.
Was a bodyguard, coach, and aspiring Olympian.
Clue number two.
Is 77 years old.
Paul.
Okay.
Italian Stallion.
That's not a bad guess.
That wasn't, actually.
Sauce right is there. Out for the remainder of item three.
Clue number three.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2005.
Clue number four.
Was the world heavyweight champion.
Oh.
Clue number five.
Was known as a heel.
John.
Yep.
Iron Sheik.
That's right.
That a boy.
I was just the
dude,
Hulk
we are
Hogan.
So due for a new champion.
That a boy, Kreese.
We need somebody else to win once in a while, man. We haven't had an off the board winner in a long time.
Kreese, that a boy, Kreese.
We're off the board because JJ wins all the time.
Creasel leads 2-1 over Mark Parrish. Here's number four of IS.
Clue number one.
Always.
This is 1 of 11.
Clue number two.
It deals with repair.
Clue number three.
It's also often associated with defense.
Clue number four.
Also deals with regeneration.
Clue number five.
Mostly connected to disease.
John. Uh-oh. Immune system.
Yeah!
This would be the greatest. Dude,
come
you can do this.
On,
three
buddy.
Straight yeah, for Kreese. Immune system. Kreese has three.
Wow, Kreese.
Parrish has one. Woo. Here's item five of IS.
Clue number one.
Seen on ABC's The Good Doctor.
Clue number two.
The first known account dates back to the 1780s.
Clue number three.
Often involves rapid calculation.
Hawk.
Okay.
Idiot savant.
That's right.
Nice.
Oh, good one.
My lord.
Whoa.
Good guy.
That's crazy.
Good guy.
Well done.
Yeah.
How's it going, Paul?
I don't quite know what a vowel is, so I don't know which one is. I'm so bad.
You won with two vowels last week.
Yeah, it was luck, though.
John has three. Parrish has one. Hawk has one. Here's item six of IS.
Clue number one.
Connected to Eddie Murphy in 2002.
Clue number two.
This involves a minimum of two people with no maximum.
Clue number three.
Includes guessing.
Clue number four.
This often occurs in cars.
John.
Clue number five.
Josh.
I spy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh,
come on, buddy.
Chris.
Come on, buddy. We're halfway there.
That's right.
By the way, John is just behind record pace halfway through the game.
I got it.
Come on, John.
Let's go, the Kreese.
Hold on and win.
Come on, good guy. Come on, good guy.
Hold on like Wilson Phillips. Just do this, John. John has four. Parrish and Hawk, one apiece.
Oh, man.
Here's the item seven of
we got to run some blocks, baby.
Yep.
Clue number one.
Connected to a 15-year-old.
Clue number two.
Was connected to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Clue number three.
Tom Hanks yelled this in a 2000 film.
Clue number four.
In a way,
This was difficult for Chicago.
Clue number five.
It's connected to Brenda Lee. Last but not least.
Ha!
Clue number six.
No, this is dumb. It's Santa.
It's, you know, when that, you know, when the, in The Shining, when Nicholson popped through the door, he goes, "It's Santa!"
He said Tom Hanks, and I thought maybe it was a Christmas.
Yeah. Hawk is out for the
How
rest of item
already
seven.
Be on Christmas?
Hawk's out for seven. Here's the final clue of item seven.
Clue number six.
This is a basic apology.
AJ.
AJ was first.
Sorry.
That's right.
Damn it.
I needed something.
Brenda Lee.
She sang the song when she was 15.
Sorry. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And of course,
sure wasn't it Santa?
I'm sorry.
He yelled it at Wilson. Remember?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He didn't say it's Santa.
No, he did not.
Wilson is on this deserted island.
Santa's here.
Santa.
Cardboard Charlie and some of them are going crazy with the memes right now.
I didn't know what to do with
it. It's Santa.
I should have just been quiet.
Yeah. No, it's so good.
Dummy.
You blew it.
I did blow it.
All right, Creasel, though, let's focus on what's important is that we may have a new initials champion. Creasel has four.
All right, let's go here.
AJ, Parrish, and Hawk with one apiece. Sauce yet to score, but you're not mathematically out of it either. Here's item eight of IS.
Clue number one.
Originally went by a different name.
Clue number two.
Partially debuted in 1972.
Paul.
Paul was slightly first.
Italian Stallion.
Thanks for taking that one for me.
I think AJ was first.
Clue number three.
Blue, yellow, red, purple, green, and orange.
What? Oh.
Clue number four.
In most forms of media, there are most commonly six.
Clue number five.
Those six are mind, power, reality, soul, space, and time. Paul has left the studio because he's pissed.
Clue number six.
Final clue. They were all collected by Thanos.
AJ was first.
Mark, Infinity Stones.
That's right.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
You know what that is going to be? I didn't even know what that was.
Stone.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Let's not ask the bed right
now.
My son is listening.
He hates me right now.
Come on, let's not ask the bed.
I'm so sorry, Turner.
Yeah, they originally in the comics went by Soul Gems, and sometimes there's seven, I guess, but in the films there were six.
Turner, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Santa! There are four to go. Sauce, you need to run the table to tie because John has four. AJ now has two. Parrish and Hawk, you're not mathematically out of it, of course, yet either. You have one apiece. Here's item nine of IS.
Clue number one.
Most commonly was a mononymous person.
You met
mononymous?
Mononymous.
Mononymous.
M-O-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Mononymous.
Huh.
Definition for that one.
Clue number two.
Connected to the Oryx Blue Wave.
Clue number three.
Was often seen first.
Clue number four.
Was famous for wearing sunglasses.
Clue number five.
Was briefly associated with the New York Yankees.
Paul. Is it Ichiro Suzuki?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Sauce.
Holy balls.
Sauce.
Mononymous?
That means you go by one name.
Oh, okay.
He was mostly known as Ichiro.
That was a big word.
But Sauce, that was huge for Creasel.
That was huge.
Creasel needed that in a big way because now there are three items to go, and John has a 2-point lead. So, John, if you get any of the remaining three, you lock up the victory. Otherwise, you just need these guys to help you play defense on
AJ.
All
right, guys, come on, we
don't,
got this.
Don't Blair Walsh.
Come on, B.
Good guys!
Let's go.
Good guys,
on,
let's go, good guys,
Crystal
come on!
Crystal is going for come the win. On. Here's item 10 of IS.
Clue number one.
49 years old.
Clue number two.
Appeared in Thor Ragnarok.
Clue number three.
This is connected to Norse mythology.
John?
Come on.
For the win.
Irish Spring?
Oh.
Okay.
Man.
It's a bold
it's not over yet, but jeez. Whew. All right. Creasel's out for the rest of item 10.
Clue number four.
This is connected to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my God.
Paul.
Yep.
Come on.
Icelandic skull? I thought that was maybe the chance. I don't know. I'm
Whoa.
Just saying. I'm helping.
You blew it!
It's better than I'm Santa.
I don't know if it is.
It's not, because he was in Polar Express, and he did say it's Santa in Polar Express.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Creasel and Saucer both out for the rest of item 10.
Clue number five.
Involves the land of the ice and snow.
Hawk!
Hawk!
Immigrant Song.
All right. Dude, that song's 49 years old.
That's a
still shreds.
All right, Crease.
Still shreds.
I'm on the Crease.
Crease.
Come on.
Two to go.
Come on, boys. Let's go. Good guys. Come on, good guys.
All
we got
need
this.
Is defense. If you get any of the remaining, you win. Otherwise, if anybody else, if Sauce, Parrish, or Hawk gets any of these, you lock up the win. AJ needs both.
Come on, good guys.
To tie.
Let's go.
Crease is
good
a
guys.
Champion. Here's item 11 of IS.
Clue number one.
Former champion.
Mark was first.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm positive he was, but I'll listen to it.
Listen,
stay with me, everybody.
One, yeah.
Hold on.
This is controversial. This is the all-time press.
Yeah, I'm about 50-50 on whether I want to let you have this one also.
I really don't know.
Here we go.
Creasel is a champion. Here's item 11 of IS.
Sorry.
Clue number one.
Former champion.
Mark.
Oh, man.
Do that one more time.
I'm going to tell you, now I disagree.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm positive. Hold on.
I think it might be Mark.
Champion.
Mark.
Is AJ.
I think it's AJ.
Is AJ.
I really do.
AJ, you need this, otherwise Creasel is the winner.
I think you got me. I think you did.
Well, here goes nothing. Italian Stallion.
We have a new champion!
AJ was definitely first.
He was. Oh, no,
is that what you were going to say?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Champ, Creasel.
Yes. You had me on that, though.
I start strong.
You won. What did you go for?
It doesn't matter. You held on.
Yeah.
You're explaining every victory I've ever had on initials. Start out strong and just belly flop.
Good guy! All right, let's keep going, though. AJ is out for the rest of item 11, which means Creasel mathematically is the winner.
Clue number two.
His dad went to Notre Dame.
Ah, shoot. Dang it.
Clue number three.
Connected to the numbers 82 and 84.
Oh, Paul. Yep. Stupid AJ. That's not the correct answer, but I like that. It's Irv Smith.
Yep. Irv Smith.
Yep. Yep. Damn it.
Swerving Irvin. Damn it.
Are we sure Mark didn't get that one?
Creasel has four. AJ Sauce and Hawk have two. Parrish has one. He got the first one.
Hey, I got one. I didn't get shut out this week.
Item 12 of IS.
Clue number one.
Signifies descent.
John.
Yep.
Immigration status.
That's a bold swing. But what's the difference? Who cares?
I don't even know if you're right or wrong. I mean,
clue number two.
Nope. Connected to a ring.
Clue number three.
Debuted in 1976.
Mark.
Yeah.
Italian Stallion?
Well, yeah.
I don't get it.
The Italian Stallion ring. Yeah,
he's
the
Italian.
Ring.
So is he's of Italian descent.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No, the
ring is a boxing ring.
Yeah. Descent, not
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And he debuted in 1976.
Good guys, Creasel!
Everybody got two, except Creasel got four.
Boom!
Pillow talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job, Grease.
Yeah. That's badass, dude. Good for you, man.
Well done. I don't even know what music to play.
Probably.
Yeah, Pillow Talk. Let's get naked.
All right, let's do it.
And to celebrate, you can come hug him at the State Fair tonight, 6:30 to 8. Nice Power Trip Morning Show live at the Minnesota State Fair.
Baby, Grease.
Or you can go to his website and book him.
JohnMCreasel.com. Booking into 2020 already.
Look at
book
you.
Him, Dano.
Let's go.
That was badass, dude. Wow, dude. Way to go.
I love you guys. Baby, that was fun. Grease. It had to happen.
Your final week of paternity leave. Yes. Got it done. What an Italian stallion you are. One final segment of the Power Trip after this on The Fan. Light and dark.
Santa baby. I'm telling you.
I love everybody tweeting you gifts of Tom Hanks on the raft yelling at Wilson.
I'm Santa!
It's Santa, Wilson!
Now, where are you going, Wilson? It's Santa!
And again, in your defense, I didn't say Tom Hanks yelled this in Castaway. I said in a 2000 film.
In a 2000 film, I thought like you said, Polar Express.
It's Santa's kind of a weird phrase. I think it's a little obscure for me to put into an initials game.
But it works.
But I at least see where your mind was going. But the fact that I was referencing when he was yelling to Wilson, it's Santa, is just the best answer ever.
Brilliant.
I don't think it ranks as one of the worst guesses ever because I see where you were going.
Icelandic skull.
That's real bad.
Nobody's thinking about that.
That's real bad.
Yeah, you forced that one in there.
You tried to make that.
Yeah, but Hockey said it's Santa.
He did.
No one will care.
And Creasel freaking won.
Creasel won.
It's crazy.
So cool, dude. Good for you.
Great way to start a weekend.
I'm getting text messages from friends like, I'm so proud of you and all this.
It's hysterical.
It's funny,
isn't it?
Yeah, dude, Mark and his family have that same moment like once every 9 months where like Nikki will text him and say, I'm so proud of you.
I love it. That was fun.
Can't we just talk about Creese? Can we just leave you alone one Friday morning?
That was
just
stressful.
I hope you have a little chore play this weekend.
I saw chore play. This bit.
You know what chore play is?
No.
Yeah.
You're going to like chore play.
Yeah, man. It's a new made-up word for you.
I don't know if we can do that. It hasn't been 6 weeks yet.
I understand.
Jesus, she's listening.
Well, you know.
She's proud of you. You won.
I almost said something that may have been too far.
Anyway, let's hear this.
I'm going to turn off my microphone.
Well, we know what you're saying.
Hold on.
We know. Okay, right. Okay.
Oh, my God. That was on the air.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Right. No, we know.
Well. Look at AJ laughing over there.
He's giggling. I actually partially guessed wrong, actually. if you can put it together now.
Yeah, okay. We know what you thought. We're well aware of what you thought.
Didn't you call your buddy that?
Exactly.
We're well aware of where you think babies come from.
Anyway,
chore play is where you promise your wife you'll do chores if you get a little
100% guilty. Oh yeah. I mean, I don't have one of those, but you used to.
Muppet?
Yeah, no, not Muppet.
Well, the good news is
don't watch Muppet.
I'm sand in the closet and painting.
You're sand in the closet. Sanding.
You're sand. Gonna,
you're yeah. sand in your closet. wax on. We'll sand in the closet.
I love you guys.
I'm tired.
State Fair is going to be a blast tonight.
Yeah! Can't wait, dude.
It's going to be a big celebration.
And Fargo-Moorhead, while they're taking care of the State Fair, I'm going to come see you. So this is going to be a great weekend, everybody.
Where are you playing at up there?
This outdoor venue, gosh, of course, I can't remember the name of it.
Beautiful weather, though,
and
right?
Moorhead.
I can't wait for Matt people Cullen's to yell backyard. At you, it's Santa.
Oh, yeah. The people from the crowd are going to be screaming.
It's Santa!
If anybody has a Santa costume, the weather should be cool enough to wear it.
And just bring a
volleyball. Make it bring a volleyball, paint a face on it, and point at it and yell at Chris Hockey that it's Santa.
Sister City Smokeout tonight. That's with Little Big Town. It's going to be great.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks to Creese. Thanks to Mark Parrish, AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey.
I'm
Santa. And the Monday Show returns on Tuesday. Because we're off for Labor Day. We're back Tuesday morning, 5:30 to 9. See you at the State Fair tonight, though, 6:30 to 8 p.m. with the Zookers, Parrish, Kreese and Sauce and myself. See you then.
Blue Stem Amphitheater. That's what it's called. See you tonight, everybody. This is where the
fun. To listen back to today's Power Trip Morning Show or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.